How y'all doing today? Welcome everybody to the weekly roast and toast with Corey Martin. And I think I heard of sometimes. Is it? Oh, is that? I hear more than one laugh over there. Is he here? Felix, is that you laughing? No, that ain't you. Marcus, is that you, man? No, that's not. Oh, it could have. Billy! How you doing?
Arg. All right, I'm gonna sit out. Let y'all
just leave us alone, man. Let's have a moment. Come on, Mike, get some of this.
Come on, Mark, slap it to some of you.
Oh, Martin Thomas, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Too cool for us. So look at him drinking his water. Y'all keep having your orgasms. I'm just gonna quench my thirst. Oh, and Billy, how you doing,
sir? Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Glad you're here. And I am Corey Coleman. Hello, everyone. Good to have you tonight. For some of you who saw the show last night, it might be somewhat of a repeat. We're going to talk about some things we talked about yesterday, but I want to get the opinions of these two gentlemen over here.
Okay. You know,
especially since we see the continuing saga of Neeson's. Mr. Neeson's out there.
Oh, Brother Neeson.
Looking for that black bastard.
Well, you found him.
When I find him. Yeah, you found him. You found a lot of them. Yeah. I don't think that's what you were looking for, though, but you got it. But I want to get the opinion of you guys, because I know that we have a different opinion out there than some people have, you know, especially the internet, because the internet will get mad about something. They will not let it go. They will not. They said, we ain't stopping till that man is dead. Shit, the internet.
Yeah, they go burn his house down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The internet, boy, they got some skills, too. But we'll talk about that, man. I'm going to chime in a little bit, but I think I'm going to pass it on to these guys at the beginning and hear your opinions on it.
You might have to refresh me.
I will refresh you, Martin. Okay. I will do that. I will give you what they call a refresher.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Sound like a move Liam Neeson does.
I know.
I'm going to give you the refresher.
Yeah. Sound like some porn shit. I need to be fluffed a little bit.
You know? I might need you to refresh me, baby. Yeah.
That too.
I'm a little soft right now. Yeah.
You know what to do.
I'm gonna tell you, yeah, man. How long we been together? Shit, I think we both know how to do it.
You know how I like it.
Now do me. I am going to talk about some hip hop tonight, but not in a way that is going to be. I'm not talking about in some hip hop geek kind of way. There's something that's crazy that's happening right now with one particular story with one particular rapper out there, man. I mean, it really. If y'all want to see good reality TV, just follow a couple of rappers today. There's always
just walk around following them.
Just fuck, man, I'm telling you, you will not be bored or disappointed. And my man might even know about it over here. I forgot you're gonna be here tonight, Robert, aka DJ Miles. I think you actually did a show for 21 Savage, didn't you? No. Just say yeah. Yeah. God damn it, I'm trying to help you, man.
He's like, I'm trying to stay in this country. What's wrong with you?
Do you know this whole thing about 21 Savage?
No, I thought you were talking about the
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Oh no, that too. That is one of them. But somebody topped him, believe it or not. I heard about 21 Savage last night. I've been hearing about it actually a few days. But I went home and just looked up the whole thing, and it's insane, man, how deep this thing goes. Basically, this kid is it's like a twist in a movie, man. He is not who people thought he was.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, and everybody who gets on the subject somehow gets sucked into it the wrong way. Like, people who just comment on it, man, they catch shrapnel like a motherfucker, man. It is insane, man.
Is it safe for us to talk about?
I'm beginning to wonder. I'm a little scared myself, but I think because we are the same skin tone, I think we kind of safe.
Okay.
But you never know.
Don't you believe it.
There's a lot of people who draw distinctions.
Yeah. There is that, man, but I'm going to risk it anyway. Y'all don't know nothing about it, so y'all safe. No. So right. I'll talk about it. Anybody gonna get hit or injured? If anybody gonna die out of this explosion, it'll be me.
All right.
So y'all gonna be all right, man. Okay. I'm gonna shield y'all.
Okay, because I don't know nothing.
Yeah, no, I want to actually tell you about this because it is crazy, man. I mean, even going to some conspiracy theory areas where it really might be might be true. You know, I don't know. You'll hear about it. It's the most.
Now I'm really interested.
Most fucking insane thing I've seen with all these stories this week, man. We'll talk about that. And it's late tonight, so I'm not going to keep people here too long. We'll do some emails. You know,
I got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Can you cut that fan off?
Oh, all right. He wasn't even thinking about it.
Now I got two quick questions for you.
Yes. I'm a little warm too.
I'm a little shiny.
Okay, so with the Super Bowl and the Avengers, was it just that extra 30 seconds?
That was it,
that
man.
They added to the other trailer?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
That was it, man.
Okay, all right.
But Martin, it was enough to make me want more.
I went back and watched the show and saw you lose your shit. And I was like, well, damn it, there must be more to this that I haven't seen.
No, Martin. No, Martin. That's
okay. Just you and Tommy watching Rocky Raccoon walk along with everybody else. Y'all like, and just the integrity of that scene. I was like, all right.
First of all, motherfucker.
I ain't gonna let you reduce it down to that.
First of all, you son of a bitch. You know it was more than that. We talked about more than that. Second, that's the main thing y'all talked about. And that's all you need, goddammit. Shit, Martin. Years ago, I didn't believe, and this shit brought me into an area where I was like, wow, they did it.
No, you didn't believe. You were the main one saying, I don't see how they're going to have somebody as realistic as Tony Stark, who has an endless supply of energy and a super powered armor that protects him from everything. How they going to mix him with a god? That's never going to work. And they proved you wrong.
And then God heard
and the Hulk. And the Hulk.
Yeah. He says, I'll show you a black ass. You watch. And then I even questioned more. And I said, all right. You're hanging out with a God. But I dare you to put him with that raccoon. You ain't going to pull that shit off. And I looked at them like, oh, my God, they did.
Yeah, man. Why is that so hard to believe?
It's really hard for me. Like it's just me. I'm not criticizing anybody. I know people don't question these things like I do. Like I sit back and they say I nitpick a lot, and I don't mean to nitpick as much, or I don't nitpick as much as people say. And let me go over here.
Yeah, you do.
Close, maybe slightly. what day was this that we? It was Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, you know. Oh, here it is. It's over here. Yeah, Sunday, man. We looked at this commercial. Did you see it? The Avengers teaser for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't lose my shit.
I did.
Well, I mean, they didn't show me anything.
Yeah, I was like, well, 30 seconds is cool, but no, wait, now y'all showing me the trailer I already saw. What? Bring me some new shit.
No, Martin, they did not show you everything. You didn't see that.
I don't want everything.
You didn't. Listen.
Well, maybe. I thought I saw it. I don't remember Raccoon.
Yeah. No. Let me give you a refresher then. Let me give you a refresher then. Just to refresh. An excuse to watch this shit again.
Some people move on, but not us.
There it is.
Yeah! Yeah, look at that swagger, man.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. Yeah. Captain Eric at his AA meeting at the beginning. And
you know what?
And then slow walking.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm not hurting y'all. I didn't make you watch the video. You did it yourself. Let me have my shit. Let me have my fun.
After the way you talked it up, you didn't make me watch it?
I did not make you watch it, Mar. I didn't bust in your house and grab you by your goddamn head and say, watch this. I didn't clockwork on your ass.
You did almost everything but that.
You were at home. I don't even know what made you watch the video. You were at home. You had to sit down, pop open the computer, and say, I think I'll watch Corey lose his fucking mind. I didn't tell you to do that.
Like everybody else on the internet, of course.
Well, you know what, Martin? You didn't have to listen. I always tell you, stay the fuck off Facebook. Now look what happened.
I would know Facebook.
Stay the fuck off Double Toast.
Yeah.
Although my favorite takeaway from that whole trailer is that once 50% of the population is gone, people stop going to baseball games.
Oh.
Like the 50% has left is like, you know, that's kind of boring. Do we still have to do that? Nah.
you know what? People stop going to baseball games, and apparently everybody became an alcoholic and signed up for Alcoholics Anonymous. Everybody in therapy right now. I mean, that shit would mess you up, man. Come on. Yeah, we talked about that. But I'm aware. I'm aware what kind of person I am. I sit back and I question things. Like, I'm the one that's – look, I love the Last Avengers movie. And I will admit, I don't love it as much as other people.
See, that's my thing. You go all ape shit over this. And then the movie comes out and I was like, man, that was better than sex. You're like, man, maybe a full price.
Yeah, maybe.
A full price.
Maybe. But, Martin, I'm living in the moment right now. You know? I see what I see, and I like what I like, man. Let me have my 30 seconds of bliss.
Ready? Before he shits all over when it comes out.
Yeah, that's going to be another story. When I see 2.5 hours, man, that's some bullshit. But right now, 30 seconds, oh, my God, shit. No, man, you know.
That's all I needed.
That's all I needed, man. I even told Tommy on Sunday, I said, man, that's all I need. Lots of, just like my wife. Shit. Shit. Yeah, I lasted longer with this trailer.
I bet you can't wait to see the movie. Oh, I'm not going to see the movie. No. I'm just going to watch this trailer.
I don't want
to
ruin this. Not this moment here.
Yeah, I don't jack off for 2.5 hours. All I need is 30
seconds. I treated this shit like porn. You know, ever since the internet came up, I only need about 20 seconds of a clip. I don't need a whole movie.
What is it, 6 minutes? Get this shit out of here.
Shit, story? I don't even know story. I don't even know why that raccoon is walking. It looks cool right now. You know, it's just it is just like porn. I don't need to know why these people are fucking. I just want to watch it. You know? I don't even know why this raccoon. No, I got my mind. I don't even know why this raccoon is walking. I just know that it looks cool. I just need to watch it. That's all. But I am a person when I come out of a movie like this. Star Trek and all, you know, I'm the one that asked the most nerdy science fiction questions. Like with the Last Avengers movie, I said, man, it's cool, but how is everybody speaking English? You know, they don't explain that.
Get the fuck out of here.
And you know what? I still stand by that. And I didn't ruin it for anybody. I didn't say, hey, it's some bullshit. I said, hey, it's cool. I like it.
So we can understand. That's why.
Yeah, but no, I don't want to hear that shit. I want to explain in the movie. I want a part of the narrative. You know,
Lord have mercy.
It didn't ruin anything for me. But you can't blame me for asking, man.
What do you mean, everybody in Wakanda or what?
No, like Thanos and his children and every alien that they come across, everybody speaks English, man. That's something I've always had a problem with in science fiction movies. You from another planet, you come to Earth, ain't nobody speaking Spanish, ain't nobody speaking Swahili, anything. Everybody speaks perfect English. And I know that some people explained it. They say, you know, that maybe there's this, everybody has like a universal device in their ears that helps them. I just wanted to say it.
Didn't they do that in John Carter or something like that?
Well, they did it. I tell you what, they did it in Guardians of the Galaxy. And I appreciate how they did it because what they did was they didn't over-explain it. They just had a screenshot showing a Star-Lord. He had an implant where he
yeah, right, translator. Right.
Translator, yeah. So I thought that was cool. So I can.
So if he's got it, then they all got
that's
it.
That's what I can fill in the blanks. But you know,
you just like you got to be difficult. You got to be that one. Hey, everybody, pay attention to me.
How come
everybody speak English?
No. I ain't asking people.
What?
You act like I got up in front of the theater and be like, stop! Hold on, don't you see the flaw in this? I didn't do that. I'm not afraid.
In your mind, you did.
I'm not afraid to just pull somebody aside and just say, hey, man, like I did it with you, man. And you need to be a friend to me and not do this shit right now. Because I pulled you aside and I say, hey, look, man, I'm just asking you because you're a big comic book dude. You know, how is it that they all speaking English in the movie? That's all I did. I didn't ruin nobody's fun. And what do you do, man? You fucking you put my ass out there like this.
Please,
I didn't. I
say it just to
as
me.
As a friend, I pulled you aside and asked you, man. And that's all. And you,
as a friend, you just wanted to ruin it for me.
I didn't know. How's that ruining? I asked you a question. Now, if you went off thinking that shit yourself, that's your problem.
That's on
cause,
you.
Yeah, because you went on probably.
No, I'm immune. But then I was going like, wait, why would he ask me something like
no,
that?
No, what you did was you like, damn, he got a point.
No, I didn't.
Man, I know I kept you up at night. Yeah, how are they speaking English, man? Yeah, shit.
Like, why would he do some shit like that?
Nobody was brave enough to ask that question,
but
he was.
Everybody knows the answer. And he's just trying to fuck me up. Man, I was friends of this guy.
What kind of friend are you? I just pulled you aside and asked you a simple question, man, and now look at you. You sitting up here just dogging me out, making me look crazy in front of people. Yes, you, not me.
Well, I'm glad we didn't get any nerdy shit.
I asked the real questions.
Scoop Coleman.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, this is
a little thing pressing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Got my little writing pad.
The Night Stalker. Yeah.
Mr. Thanos, Thanos, sir, Thanos, how is it that your children speak English?
Oh, got it. Stop the presses.
God damn it. Someone's not working on him. Shit.
Looking like Sammy Davis.
Yeah. Da, 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 na, dee, dee, dee. He's still here?
Yeah, we're all disintegrating. You just think he's still good?
Mr. Stark, sir. How is it hanging out with a talking raccoon, sir? Please. Get the fuck out of here, man. Who's that nerd? Oh, good to have you here, folks. They can't let me enjoy just a simple raccoon stroll, man. You just came in and crashed. It's just like that. Shut your ass up. Don't you enjoy this shit. Let me have my fun, man. That's all.
You know you're going to watch that shit 12 times when you get off, too. By himself. With no
12?
12? No scrutiny.
12? Shit, you underestimate me, my friend. And when I get home, shit, I've been doing the middle of the show. You're on Corey. Corey. Oh, huh? I was just rocking. I was watching Rocket.
In the car.
Oh, let me see here. All right, here they are. They're asking me, Corey. I'm just letting people get in here. Corey, pay attention to us. You're talking about how I need attention. No,
okay.
These people over here.
All right. Yeah, you guys got
to
have it.
Yeah, there you go. Let me go ahead and give it to them, people. Here we go. Oh, my God. The chat-a-tat-tat. How y'all doing? God damn. Oh, okay.
Jesus.
God damn. What we're looking at is Thanos and his Infinity Stones down there.
all two of them.
It's an Infinity Chastity Belt.
Yeah. There he is right there, painted brown. Oh, that's you, Billy. I'm sorry. What's going on, man? You just can't get away from Billy Brooks. How y'all doing, Chuck? Good to see you right here. Oh, that's who I'm talking about, man, right there. Oh, what the hell? Martin, where is this from?
Yeah.
Oh, with Adrian Villegas, we shot an Avengers trailer. Los Avengers. Okay. Many, many years ago.
Damn.
It's on Funny or Die.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow, Martin.
But I played Nick Fury in the trailer.
Boy,
slash Jules Winfield.
Boy, I'm nostalgic as hell. I missed that beard. Oh, no. Damn, back when it was black. I love it, man. Man, why are they doing this, man? What?
I know.
He said, why are they doing this?
It doesn't matter. He made this commercial. They just start doing weird shit with it. Making these memes with no words. They just distorting the picture.
Why are they gonna do shit like that?
Why are you melting, man? Why are you melting Martin right now?
Mouth all open?
Yeah, man. Why are you doing this, man? That's not even necessary.
This is what happens when you try to share some of your life with
people. I know, Martin. I wish I was there to tell you. Martin, don't press that button. No, oh, fuck. Is it out there? Abort. It's like the end of the movie where the nuclear missile's already launched. You're like, oh, my God. He's done it. See, no words, man. I love that one. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Oh, shit. All right. Let me go. Let me continue here with everything. And I want to welcome everybody in the audience. Just parking his motorcycle. We got Marcus. How you doing? Black Punisher over there. Well, Billy called him a Blade. The Daywalker. Good to see you, though, Marcus. I do like your style, man. He came in. Marcus is cool as hell. I ain't going to say what he does for a living, but we were talking, man. I'm not, and don't anybody else say it, but Marcus got a cool-ass job, man.
Gigolo. Okay.
Yep. How'd you know, man?
Selling that ass.
Yeah, bringing these hoes pleasure.
One bitch at a time.
Yeah.
Another satisfied customer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The Daywalker. Walking them streets. Feeding these hoes.
Hold on to that receipt, baby.
Yeah. I got a different samurai blade. Oh, good to see you, though, Marcus. Good to see you, man. Always a pleasure to see you. Now, he ain't that old, Marcus, like he used to be back in the day. Greetings. Hello. Nah, man. He came. Yeah, that used to.
Everybody's Peter Lorre here. Everybody sounds like Peter Lorre right now.
You turn everybody into Peter Lorre.
Greetings. I came to see your program.
That's that him or Hector.
They interchangeable, man. But no, he came in today like, shit, what's up, nigga?
What?
Yeah. Shit, when the show gonna start? Hell. I got things to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, people right. to do. Yeah. I got people to do, things to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Crime to solve. People to punish. Hoes to fuck. Look at, yeah. Yep. Yeah, look at, see, look at the, yeah. Yeah, you ain't the Marcus done grown, man. Ain't that old Marcus from back in the day.
Hey. Yeah, he's not weird like he used to be.
Yeah.
Now he's a vampire.
Now, yeah. Vampires are cool as hell. What time does the evening's entertainment start?
Tonight, festivities.
When do they commence?
I have to be back before daylight. Please begin the show.
God damn, man. He drives along with it. He don't deserve all that.
I know, man. I'm just messing. Man, you know we got to mess with people, man.
Begin the show.
Forgive me, but. But could you tell me how many more minutes until tonight's festivities? I'm like, no. All right, man.
Dispense with the jokes, with the hilarity.
You do not want to upset me.
You wouldn't like me when I'm upset.
I haven't eaten in 2 days. Look, the chat to put it, ladies, the count.
A countdown.
Three silly Negroes.
You're wrong for that. But you do a good Peter Lorre.
Yes. I've been practicing. Oh. Well, see, this is Skull. I don't mean to use the N word, drop it that much, but Skull always does. Skull messing with you, man. He's talking about your posture. Like, this nigga looks like he's all neck and no shoulders. Let's see that Peter Lorre coming out. I shall destroy him.
Come on, Skull.
Yeah, Skull, man. Skull. Skull just waits, man. He just waits. He collects skulls. This chat talking about, man, y'all are killing me right now. Serenity. It's okay. Enjoy your jokes.
Well, you can.
Well, you can. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
All right. All right, man. Dad, like, they even take a notice of them in the back. They like, damn, y'all chowing down on that Popeyes back there.
Real, though.
They are, man. Over there in the
It
cage.
Is Tuesday.
Yeah, it is. What is there a special going on?
Yeah.
What's the special?
Dark two-piece for $1.49.
Oh, really?
Oh. Used to be a dollar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? I used to eat at Popeyes all the time, man. I used to go for the Wednesday special. You ever had that before?
What was that? The don't.
It's a two-piece on the side of DTMerch.com.
Man. What the line of singer?
Because I was like, there is no Wednesday special. What's
oh,
he
it
up
is,
to?
It is now. Martin, get that two-piece with a side of Kung Fu TJ. The Kung Fu TJ shirt is in DT merch right now. And that is for a limited time only. So get on it, people. And we're always going to have that classic black tee with the white logo. We have the jerseys. We have the stew pots for you still in there. We got the baby tees for all your little crumbs coming up in the world. The phone covers and the gift of choice with a DT merch gift certificate. And it is true. I see what you're looking at. And it is true that we got Kung Fu TJ in the mix over there. That shirt
Kung
is here.
Kung Fu TJ?
<How's that mark? laughs> You can't say it without doing that.
I know. It doesn't sound right.
It does not. The t-shirt is in there. It's ready for people to consume. As I said, man, you might not have that Kung Fu style. You might not be Kung Fu TJ, but you can wear them on your body. So get that shirt for the month of February. And for all of you who remember the story, That infamous Kung Fu TJ story. That story lives on your body. Get that shit.
You are the last dragon.
I just wish there was a word balloon that says, I dabble a little. Yeah.
Who's a master? Kind of. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Maybe. Yeah. Also, it's the best time to buy that limited edition shirt because we have for you right here the Valentine's Day sale that's going on. Ooh. This is going on up until Valentine's Day. You buy one shirt, you get a second one. Or buy any item, you get a second one, 14% off. For your Valentine over at dtmerch.com. And you know what? You can show us how you love us by going over to doubletoasted.com and supporting us and keeping these shows going, keeping this business going. We do depend on your support, mostly through the means of subscription. So please subscribe if you can. Even if you don't do it for yourself, do it for somebody out there who is not fortunate enough to have that toasted goodness all over their body. And just do me a favor. Try it out. 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. And to show you how cool we are with you, I mean, you might not love us, but we still love you. Keep the audio. It's free all the time. SoundCloud, iTunes, it's all yours. Get it anytime you want. Go back for seconds. It's all right. But when you do come back, we made it much easier to get that toasty goodness all over your body. Got that good payment. That payment model for you. And I want to ask people a favor out there that I've asked before. We've been getting some sponsorships, which have been very good for us, and those are mostly on YouTube, of course. You know, for people who pay over here, you don't get any ads or anything like that. But we have a video that is just about at 50,000 views, and it's Ooh. For glass. And our videos have been doing pretty well lately. Like that's Dragon Ball Z one, and that did incredible.
Did you get back to them?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I told them, yes, you can say whatever you want to about us. But one of our sponsors out there, we have a deal with them where, you know, they wanted to reach a milestone of 50,000. And mostly the sponsorships that I've had with these people, those videos have reached 50,000, are greatly exceeded that. So it's for glass. If you go over to YouTube and just share the video with some people, who don't spam them, don't troll them, anything. Just give it to some people who you think might enjoy the video. Mm-hmm. Get them to watch. I'm not even asking them to subscribe to YouTube. Just get them to watch, and if they can, because we're at 48,000, like 48,100 or 200. So we can just get like 1,000, like almost, well, I guess about 1,800 more views on that. We'll be right where we need to be.
So I shouldn't send an email to everybody saying, I won the lottery. Click this video to see if you're one of the people I'm paying, I'm going to give some money to.
Not unless you want them to hate us and never come back again.
I am a Nigerian prince.
Watch my video.
It's a video.
Watch this video. Get $1 million. Nah, man. Nah, yeah, please. If anybody out there can just send it to somebody you know who you think might like it. All right, and even if you don't, you got enemies, send it to them. And just help us get to that 50,000. I'm not asking for a whole lot. You know, just 50,000 views on that, which we just need about 1,800 more. I think we can get that. We need it within the next couple of weeks. So if we can get that milestone there, that'd be great for us. And the future of our sponsorships here. Want to look good in front of these people because that's another thing that's helping us keep this business going. And you know what? One of the things I didn't do is I never welcome the people out there. Yes, you folks who are sitting out there enjoying what we do. We would enjoy you more if you actually came into the studio and hung out with us. But until then, we'll be more than happy. Actually, no, I'm lying. Why am I lying about this?
Don't lie.
I'll be okay. If I have to, I'll settle with an email. So pop open a keyboard and type in for us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Want to be a part of the show this evening? As I'm asking you to, in that email, put your phone number there, put your Skype contact in there, the Google Hangouts, anything else you think we might need to get a hold of you, press send, and bam, up in your home, hollering at you, the only host in the world, do the house calls. On that Instagram, double_toasted. On Facebook, type in doubletoasted.com. I'm sorry, type in doubletoasted.com. If you want some private time with me, type in corey.coleman.5. I'm too busy out there hollering at people. Mr. Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at martin_nofro, or just look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Billy?
Toss up.
Billy, what you gonna do today? Oh, never mind. Come on down here, World Famous Stuff Coast Studios. Not with two stank ass couches. All you gotta do is email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. KCOOLMANZ@gmail.com. Let us know if you're visiting Austin. You have visited Austin, got drunk, fell on your ass, and decided to just stay here. I don't blame you. You know, I've been there myself. But you know what I will blame you for? If you do not come down here and see a show, all you gotta do is let us know. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Send us some details. We're gonna send you back some details. We're going to coordinate with each other, and that way we can accommodate
you.
Oh, he's still going. She, oh, yeah, this feels too good.
Yeah, that bass.
that bass.
Gotta play like this.
When it feels good, slap it. Oh, I will tomorrow be making that call to Canada, and hopefully by then we'll have something for you. And we'll have that figured out. Quick update. I had my call with Broadband on Monday. They're the ones who've given out the gift certificates to all the Toasty Trivia winners. If you don't know what Toasty Trivia is, we're in the...
Better ask somebody
out there, Martin. Let them know. You don't want it. Don't let Martin find out about you not knowing what it is. Martin will look at you and say, darn. But if you...
Please.
Shame. You don't want him to put you to shame. Yeah, we got a show on... on Facebook. We're in the Facebook Creators Program. So on Saturdays, we premiere that. Do it a week later on Facebook. I mean, God damn it, on too many places. On YouTube. What you laughing about?
You say we're in the Facebook program. It sounds like some kind of after school.
It does, man.
Remedial learning.
It does, man. You know, my mama worked two jobs. Yeah. So Facebook.
I'm in the Facebook creativity program.
Facebook take me to get a healthy, nutritional dinner.
And my mama still comes. Pick me up late.
And they give me extracurricular activities.
Today is papier-mâché.
Facebook like my big brother that I never had. But we got we're part of the Facebook Creators Program. So we're doing this show every Saturday is when we premiere it. Animated, it's an animated game show, and we get prizes away. And we've had a lot of people who've come on and played, and we appreciate that. Got to record one tomorrow since we only have one review tomorrow. I only got one review.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's been
pretty slack.
Got to catch up on this weekend. Like, there's a bunch of movies coming out.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. There are two movies.
What a man thinks or whatever.
That's this week. Also,
that's what I was.
What men want. What men want. A prodigy. Yeah. So I'll be having a busy weekend catching up on these movies that they are not allowing us to see.
I wonder why.
That's what you needed, man. That black sequel to. Mel Gibson.
To Mel Gibson, yeah. the black version, yeah, of Mel Gibson. I wanted Mel Gibson to actually go to the box office. He got my movie running around like a pack of niggas.
With a pack of niggas in it?
Well, you're kind of.
Do you have a dog in his hunt?
Wouldn't put it like that.
What are you even here for?
And if you want to remake my movie like a pack of niggas, you go right ahead. Okay. So how many, sir? Oh, I have one. But, nah, so we got to catch up on that this weekend. So we'll record one tomorrow. We just got the Lego movie tomorrow. That's it. Mm-hmm. So we'll do we got to talk about – they told us we got to talk about Gentleman Driver. So,
oh, we have to?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we got to strategize this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I told him, man, bring him in. We're doing a live show. Just let's do an interview. Please don't push this. Nah. They were cool, man. We'll talk. I'll show you what we're talking about tomorrow. We did this interview with these wealthy race car drivers. They're actually very cool people, and I'll tell you about that tomorrow. But yeah, what I was leading up to is that your gift certificates are coming out. Broadband has to be the one to send those out. I thought I could do it, but I gave them all of your email addresses to the winners, and they're going to be sending it out sometime this week. So if you get an email from Broadband TV, open it. Because it's money. Don't spam it. Don't throw it away. And then turn around and say, where my money at? So, yeah, look for that. Just want to let everybody
know. It's in your spam folder.
Yeah. Where my $5 at? And that is that, I think. That's all we got right there. Billy, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
Good, man.
I didn't expect you to.
You didn't expect me to be nice?
No. I thought you were ending the show the way you did. You know, I was like, that's all we got, y'all.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. Yeah. Good, man. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, good night, Billy. Good night, Mark.
So good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening.
Whatever you're listening.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Let's go ahead and get into some of these stories that we have here. Now, as I told you, we're going to be talking about a couple of things that we talked about yesterday, just kind of expanding on those a little bit. One of the things that we talked about yesterday, of course, was Liam Neeson, who yesterday I described as beat up everything and finally just had to beat up himself. This man went out and talked about this, and you've heard it, and we'll play some of it for you. But he was doing this. He's got a movie coming out. That's another movie where he's just tracking people down and killing them until he finds the person that hurt his family.
I know he's tired of doing these.
I know. It's the same movie now. Well, is every time.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm sure.
He keeps doing them.
Well, Billy, you're an actor. You're gonna go with the scripts you're given, and you gotta make money.
Liam Neeson's doing just fine. That's all I'm saying.
I know he's doing just fine, but
maybe not.
How many people he gonna track down and kill and beat the shit out of? They're all the same movie. I like the way the shit got so redundant that he just went and beat up a wolf. You know, even the wolf was like, "Man, I ain't hurt your family, shit." You know, I mean, it's weird.
That
man.
Could be all the things he's getting offered, and so he's like, "I gotta work. I gotta do something."
But that's what you're right. But he's getting typecast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those where you go like, I just want a good script. And it's like, well, I don't know about a good script, but we got 10 scripts where you track down people and get revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll pay you your quote.
All right. Give me one of those.
Yeah. It's beginning the same thing.
The coin.
I wish they'd just make him the same character where he's just going around just beating the shit out of people just for no reason. You know?
Right. But he's always the same character.
Give me back my parking space. Shit, man, I'll move.
The thing is, they could do a movie like that that's a total parody of those movies that would make you go, okay, finally. Now it's been parodied. We don't have to do this no more. And somebody would still make another
one. No, they got one more they need to make. They got to make, and it would make so much sense. They have to make one where somebody gets on his porch and steals his Amazon package.
You're right, because everybody would love that.
Give me back my package. That'll be the end of it. But if you don't,
I'll go you one better. Next one's going to be Lego my Ego.
Yeah. Just give me back my package. That'll be the end of it.
Good luck, bitch.
Good luck. All this some puppy pads and shit.
Yeah, it ain't nothing.
It'd be hilarious. He finally gets it back.
He gets it back. He finds like his post-it notes or something. Yeah. You know?
Oh, this wasn't even mine.
Well. Let me go find the black bastard.
He's just beating up the whole cul-de-sac. The fuck, man? We're neighbors. Tell me who did it. All right, man. It's that black couple down the street.
He walks in, shoots the dude's wife in the leg.
Yeah. It's a flesh wound. The fuck? I was just about to send it back to you. That's the wrong address. Well, like I said, it's a flesh wound.
I need those socks. Okay, man. You know, he's doing another one, man. This one's Cold Pursuit. Somebody.
Oh, shit.
He's
generic titles.
He's turning to Steven Seagal, man. Yeah. You know, Cold Pursuit. Why? Because it's the opposite of Hot Pursuit. The other reason why is because he's kicking ass in the snow. Somebody overdosed his son. Now he wants to find these drug dealers.
Oh, seriously?
I'm not bullshitting, man. Oh. No, in the middle of a snowstorm somewhere.
The cow's dead. Tell me what happened.
He got mixed up with some drug dealer. Viking. He likes hurting people.
What is it with all these nicknames? Speedo, Viking, Eskimo.
It's a gangster thing.
Did you have a nickname?
Wingman.
Wingman. Gonna kill him. No, those guys.
One guy could disappear. Two? Who wants me?
When he said Wayne, man, I thought it was gonna be like, give me back my nickname! I didn't know it was yours!
He looked at him like, that's the most pathetic shit I've ever heard in my life.
It really is. Man, he really did.
The other guy's name was Speedo,
like,
though.
He forgot about getting revenge for his son. He was just kind of like, Wingman?
I was just joking, man. Did you really have
that? That's fucking stupid. Like this script. Are you serious? Man, let's have a movie where the whole neighborhood has just borrowed shit from Liam Neeson and nobody gave shit back and he just goes to the whole neighborhood beating the fuck out of people.
With his fireman's coat on.
Yeah. give me back my sugar. Man, that's just an expression. Can I borrow sugar? I never thought I'm meant to be given back. I don't fucking care. I have a sweet tooth right now.
Wingman.
I'm baking cookies. But, yeah, man, this is that's what he does all the time. Hmm. Nobody knew that that shit was a true story. It's probably the most racist way. Nobody... As I said, nobody knew that Taken had a racist prequel to it. You know, because the story is, and look, it's sad in all accounts, man. I mean, it's sad because what happened is, it's almost like Liam Neeson, this was his destiny to play these roles. Because his... Oh, so you didn't know? You need a refresher on that.
I know very little about it. Okay, just a little bit.
Well, let me actually give you a good refresher on this. Refresher course. So Liam Neeson, he was doing an interview with the Independent, and the reporter sat down, and he said, "Thank you, Mr. Neeson. How's your day going, by the way?" And he's like, "There was once this black bastard raped a friend of mine." And I want to kill every black person after that. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but... Yeah.
I'm talking to a journalist.
He really was. Because he's promoting this movie, Cold Pursuit, which, just like most of his movies these days, are the theme of revenge.
Right.
You know, I guess they just finally came up and like, hey, man, you do a lot of revenge movies. This is a revenge movie right here. You know, what's your take on revenge? Mm-hmm. What's your philosophy in real life? You know, something like that. And he talked about how terrible revenge is because he talked about this incident in his life where a very dear friend of his was raped and he went out looking for this person. Now, of course, anybody can understand the feelings that he would have for this. And it's a terrible, terrible thing that happened. Believe me, no one's making light of this and no one's trying to actually take away his feelings of what he had at that moment. What's up?
Well, no, I'm saying first what he did was he asked questions about what the person looked like, and this is
well. I was going to play.
Oh, okay,
I got the clip right here I didn't know because yesterday when we played it, I didn't actually know. It was funny too because I was talking about it. And I thought I had this on a page where it was just a regular website with no player on it. Yeah. And while I was talking about it, I heard Liam Neeson behind me, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
Man, I ain't ready to know about it.
Was it you?
you were talking, and it was like, "I don't want to talk about it."
You were like, "Wait, hold on, But it had a player on it. And it was audio, and the audio was him from that interview.
Okay.
And this is that excerpt from the interview.
This is true. I'm not going to use any names, but I was away and I came back and she told me she had been raped, but she handled the situation of the rape in the most extraordinary way. But my immediate reaction was, I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. I went up and down areas with a kosh.
By the way, a kosh is like a crowbar.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then he wanted to use as a weapon to find this person. And the way he describes it, kind of probably kill this person.
Hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him. I'll tell you.
No, that's in the review. That excerpt right there.
So he really did turn into Frank Castle for a week.
Shit, he turned into Liam Neeson. Shit, that's why I say that dude. He was destined to play these roles. Shit, Taken was almost like that was. That was the foretelling of his career.
Instead of us making a movie, how about we just film your life for a
week? Yeah. Like, you know, now people really thinking like, damn, has he really killed somebody? You know? And I think a lot of, first of all, like I said yesterday, I think a lot of black people were upset because they said, if anybody can go out and pull this shit, it's probably Liam Neeson. Who's crazy enough to like go out and try to like beat up the black community?
Right.
Now, I had some thoughts on this yesterday, and I gave you both. I'm going to pass it on to these two guys. But the important thing to remember, and this is before he even went. And if you saw the show yesterday, which is What Up, Son, go listen to it if you want to hear what we thought yesterday, and I'll expand on what my thoughts are today. But between that time that we talked about it last night and this morning, which is why I'm talking about this again, he came on Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. And everybody knew that he was going to pop up somewhere and do a follow up interview, which I even said. I said, "No, brother, you can't just tell this story and just say, oh, that was horrible." I said, "No, we gotta have a follow up dialogue to this." And sure enough, he went on Good Morning America, and he did an interview explaining what he meant by that. And a lot of it, I kind of knew. It was something that happened years ago. He's a different person now than he was back then. It's something that, you know, no one's going to understand if you haven't been in that position, but I am, you know, I feel horrible about it. And here's his appearance on Good Morning America.
He looks surrounded.
Liam Neeson, who has a new movie out. It's called.
He really does look surrounded.
When I watched it this morning, I was like, God damn.
These people look like, say something. Just say one wrong thing so we can jump your ass.
Pursuit. And just 24 hours ago, he made headlines for talking about an incident that happened decades earlier, involving a very close friend of his who he says was assaulted. And Liam, first of all, I really appreciate your willingness to have this discussion. Sure. Because when it comes to race, it can be very uncomfortable. Sure. For people. And it just caught people off guard.
Yeah. That dude back here wants to beat his ass. Sir, I am married to a black woman.
I think she's fine.
he's like Steve Martin. Sir, I am a black bastard. He was adopted by a black family.
Either that or
he's Liam Neeson's security light. Yeah. Make sure nobody fucks him up.
They should have Mel Gibson in the audience so he can say, like, I honestly don't see anything wrong in what he said.
What's the problem? Yeah. You know, and it's funny. It's funny looking at this because out of all these movies that he's been in where he ain't showed no fear, this is the first time I've seen him scared as fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the first time I've ever seen him like about to get an ass whooping and he actually feared.
He took a shot in that dressing room, in the green room, before he went on there. Well, I got to do this shit, goddammit.
I'd have taken two or three.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
7 a.m, hey, bottoms
your
up.
Your willingness to have this discussion. Sure. Because when it comes to race, it can be very uncomfortable. Sure. For people. And it just caught people off guard.
Yeah.
How you responded when you were asked about revenge, and you want to explain what you said?
Yeah, we were doing a press junket, and it was, the topic of our film is revenge. And it's a dark comedy, too, but its base is revenge.
A dark comedy to you.
I mean, you know what? Now that he says that, I want to see it. Because that whole thing of the guy being named Wingman,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And the leader of those gangsters, some dude in a fine blue suit. I'm like, you ain't no gangster.
The other guy had a salmon suit on. The one guy had his ass knocked out.
A lady journalist was asking me, how do you tap into that? And I remembered an incident nearly 40 years ago where a very dear friend of mine was brutally raped. And I was out of the country, and when I came back, she told me about this. And she handled the situation herself and her rapist incredibly bravely, I have to say that. But I had never felt this feeling before, which was a primal urge to lash out. I asked her, did you know the person? It was a man. No. His race? She said he was a black man. I thought, okay. And after that, there were some nights I went out deliberately into black areas in this city looking to be set upon so that I could unleash physical violence. And I did it for, I'd say, maybe 4 or 5 times until I caught myself on. And it really shocked me, this primal urge I had. It shocked me and it hurt me. I did seek help. I went to a priest. I heard my confession. I was reared a Catholic. I had two very, very good friends that I talked to. And believe it or not, power walking
power walking.
Yeah, 2 hours every day.
You can
to get rid of this. And I'm not racist. This was nearly 40 years ago, but because I was brought up in, maybe I'm rabbiting on, Rob, so forgive me. I was brought up in the north of Ireland and brought up in the Troubles, the 60s, 70s, and early 80s.
And can you explain to people what that is?
The Troubles,
the religion?
Yeah, there was a war going on in the north of Ireland. And I had acquaintances who were involved in the Troubles. The bigotry. One Catholic would be killed. The next day, a Protestant would be killed. One Catholic pub would be bombed. A Protestant pub would be bombed. I grew up surrounded by that, but I was never part of it.
And
because
I appreciate your willingness to discuss it and to explain, to put it into context. And I know that you have heard from people or the reaction from people.
Sure.
And one of them, one response is the fact that when asking your friend, and I'm glad that she's okay.
Mm-hmm. She passed away, by the way.
Oh, I'm very sorry for your loss. You asked about color, that you didn't ask the person was tall or short, big or small.
I asked all those questions to you. I did. But I did ask about race, yeah.
Because what we heard and saw, it was only asking about color.
You
did ask about other aspects. Would you have had the same reaction if your friend had said it was a white man? Would you want her to go out
definitely.
And kill him?
If she'd have said an Irish or a Scot or a Brit or a Lithuanian, I know I would have had the same effect.
You would have been working still to this day if it had been a Brit. You know, it's easy to narrow it down to a black person in Ireland. You know, that's where I'm like, okay.
Was he in Ireland? I wonder if he was in England.
I think he was in Ireland because he was talking about how the Troubles and everything. But I'm like, man, if it was a Scot.
Yeah, all you had to do is just go hunt down Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know you beat up half of Europe already, but there's a difference in that. But
trying to show honor to my stand up for my dear friend in this terrible medieval fashion. And I'm a fairly intelligent guy, and that's why it kind of shocked me when I came down to earth after having these horrible feelings. Luckily, no violence occurred ever. Thanks be to God.
Do you think you actually would have done it? Innocent black man who had nothing to do...
Yeah, I know. That was my feeling. That I did want to lash out, yes. Because my friend was brutally raped and I thought I was defending her honor. And I admit that. And it's a learning curve and it's...
So what is a teachable moment here? You said that you wanted to... Because it doesn't matter what you say. Some people are going to be outraged. Or others are going to say, well, at least he's admitting, he's being honest, that this is a feeling that some people have that never really acknowledge it.
Yeah, sure.
But what is the teachable? What are you hoping that people will learn from you making these statements?
You know, it's so funny. Everybody's so solemn in there and so sad looking. And that shrimp just back there just grinning. That shrimp just...
Oh, bubble gum. That
shrimp is like, get her, Nisa.
Can I ask one more question? Who on the back, man? What's up with the Asian Harry Potter from Star Trek?
Who you looking at?
Rewind a little bit.
Oh, right here?
No, he's over there. You'll see him in
the one that got me is this dude right here. Just coming, man.
That's what's funny. Everybody's looking solemn, but none of them are looking at him. They're looking all over the studio.
No, nobody want their ass beat. That's why. And this dude could give a fuck less. He's thinking about lunch.
I know.
he's thinking about Bubba Gump right now.
Yeah, he's thinking the Bubba Gump sign on the other side of the room.
To talk, to open up, to talk about these things, you know. We all pretend we're all kind of, you know, politically correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this country, it's the same in my own country too. You sometimes just scratch the surface and you discover this racism and bigotry, and it's there. I remember when we were shooting Schindler's List in Poland 25 years ago, 26 years ago almost, and hearing remarks from drivers who were taking us to the set, thinking to myself, am I hearing this right? This guy is making anti-Jewish comments to me, who's playing Oscar Schindler in the back of a car. And it happened on several times. And sometimes driving to the set, we'd see swastika signs painted on walls. knowing we were been driven past this area to go to set.
What do we do? How do we get? How do we have? It goes beyond dialogue
Robin,
and conversation.
You tell me. You tell me what the teachable moment is, please. I'm going to throw it back at you.
I think the teachable moment is that we have to.
How about shut the fuck up when you don't have to say that? You know, like, don't say. That's what everybody's saying. Like, even you could hear the. You'd even hear the reporter when he told the story that the reporter was just kind of like, in the version I heard earlier, he was just kind of like, Jesus. And people know if he was saying Jesus to the story, like, Jesus, man, shut the fuck up.
I think that's what he was saying, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Because when you hear him, he's like, wow, you really just said that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Back to the movie. Like, I'm trying to help you out, man.
Cold pursuit, huh? Yeah. I want to kill him, man. Yeah, man. So tell me about your character.
But thanks for my Pulitzer.
Up to when we. The one point that I want to make out is that this wasn't discovered by somebody. You admitted this. Yes. This isn't a gotcha. This isn't like, oh.
Yes.
So I give you credit there. But also having to acknowledge that the hurt, even though it happened decades ago, the hurt of an innocent black man knowing that he could have been killed for something he did not do because of the color of his skin. No.
Or people, and they could have killed me too at the time.
But to get beyond it being a difficult conversation and understanding that we do need to get to the root of it, to stop just talking about it and not. I know that you're getting crucified in many ways before saying what you did.
Sure.
And you're not shying away. You're admitting that it was wrong. You've learned from that. But you have to also understand the pain of a black person hearing what you said.
Absolutely.
That.
You know, I'll let you guys watch the rest of that at your leisure. It's not too much more to go. It's about two more minutes there. But what she is saying is it's kind of to the effect of what I was saying last night, even including the part where it's like, well, you know, we also have to consider that no one found this information. You know, he put it out there. It's not, you know, it's not anything that he tried to hide.
Yeah, and he's not trying to hide it now or shy away from it.
No. And there's a reason why. I know this seems like this is a big deal made about Liam Neeson, and it's not. A lot of people still talking about this, for, in my opinion, for a particular reason. But before I even get into any of that, I've had my say about it last night. You know, I kind of want to throw this to you guys, especially with you just seeing this, Martin. You
know? Right. And I guess I knew a little bit, but I hadn't heard it. I didn't know all the details that went to it. I mostly saw reactions. I saw some people saying, wow, okay, well, he admitted it and he said that he used to feel this way and it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And some people saying, I still say fuck him. So to watch it all, I, you know what, it's one of these things where I guess if you have looked up to Liam Neeson as a hero, you see this could really hurt your feelings and make you feel differently mm-hmm. about him.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it and I go, man, that sucks, especially, you know, being a black man. The idea that could have been going to the pub and Liam Neeson would have jumped out of nowhere and beat me to death with a crowbar.
And actually made Taken come to life.
Yeah, you know, that's certainly scary and hurtful.
Yeah, young Liam Neeson, too, at that.
Yeah.
He said 40 years ago.
That goddamn Excalibur, Liam Neeson. You
right,
know?
Right. And he's about 6'2 or 6'3. But at the same time, it's also... I do applaud the fact that he said it and hasn't backed down.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have had these feelings and just keep it bottled up. Nobody's ever real. I mean, he's actually being real about it and
genuine.
And he, you know, he didn't actually do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
His friend did get raped, and a lot of anybody who hasn't gone through something like that thinks they know, well, you should have done this, you should have done this. In a highly charged traumatic situation, man, people react all kinds of different ways that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something where he recognized that it was wrong and has, you know, taken steps to not feel that way again or really feel some kind of way about it. And even him talking now, it's like you watch, you go like, man, just shut up. Just shut up. It's like, yeah, he could have shut up at any time, but he's actually fully going with it and embracing it and, you know, taking the slings and arrows of it and just searching himself or confessing for whatever good it does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ultimately, it doesn't have a big effect on not just my life, but anybody's life, really. So I don't know. I just look at it and go like, well, I it sucks, but I think in the end he's actually, you know, being more brave than most people would be. They would, you know, he's not trying to say, I don't think that was me in the picture, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Billy?
Oh, no, I agree with what Martin said. I mean, I really believe he is sincere. I mean, my main thing is, like, what got me first was the bastard comment. You know,
that would have, yeah, that was something else.
Now, yeah. when I think about it, he's smiling. You know, you're bastard. Everything's bastard. And I think that also maybe that he was commenting in the context of how he felt at the time. Like, any black bastard I see, I'm going to hit over the head with this cotch, whatever the fuck he said it was. I'm like, conch.
Conch.
And but that's what I was like, ooh, shit, when he said black bastard. Mm-hmm. I listened to the rest of it, and like I said, I think that he is sincere. Now, on this Good Morning America interview, I got to be honest, as much as I love Liam Neeson, he is deflecting. I mean, like, we didn't ask you about Schindler's List. We didn't ask you about the swastikas. Yeah. We didn't ask you about the troubles in Ireland.
I was thinking the same
thing.
That's the thing.
That's why I asked y'all still. I'm not even sure that took place in Ireland. He by deflecting, he started talking about the Catholics and the Protestants. He may have been living in London.
Well, no, he mentioned – well, okay.
He said out of the country. He never said what country.
Yeah, I guess.
And he's lived in London. He's lived in, you know, London for years. He may be from Ireland, but I'm just saying – I mean, how many black sections of Ireland are there, especially Northern Ireland?
There was some
40 years ago?
Yeah, it was small. It was very small, but there were some black people over there.
No, I'm not saying there were no black people over there, but he's like the black area.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It just sounds more of a London thing to me.
Okay, gotcha. But
maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, what I'm saying is, my point is, that's not the hint over there. My point is, no matter where he was, there was deflection going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she kept stopping, if you notice.
Mm-hmm.
Because he started going, well, you know, the troubles, well, why don't you explain what the troubles are? Well, you know, the Protestant pubs would get blown up, the Catholic pubs. But she was like, yeah, but what about this? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we were shooting Schindler's List, I heard somebody make an anti-Semitic. Yeah. That's terrible.
Are we talking about Germany. You.
Yeah. Well, what do you think Teachable Moment is? Well, let me throw it back to you, Robin. You know, it's like he threw it back at her instead of just answering the question. Well, and like I said,
I think he was also doing that as saying, you know, maybe it's not up to me to decide that.
Sure.
But there's
also,
if I told a story and somebody said, what's the teachable moment? I might not know the answer to that.
That's true.
Yeah. I'd be like, you tell me.
Yeah.
Right. But I think I would have an answer to that if I told the story. That's just me. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, because if it's been 40 years and I've had time to reflect on it and seek help, as he said he did, then I've learned something, obviously, and I would just see what I would just say what I've learned.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and I just didn't get that from this interview or the other one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, especially when they were grilling right now, like, that doesn't make me like him any less. This is just my opinion on what I saw.
Yeah, no, I got you. Because I'm my whole thing was last night. I mean, it made it very clear that the internet wants to find a villain and keep them the villain.
Right. You know,
they don't want anybody to move on. They want, like, I'm enjoying this feeling of anger and hate right now, you ain't gonna ruin it for me.
Right.
You're gonna be a goddamn villain.
Right.
If I have, you know, if I have something to say about it, this happened 40 years ago. This man didn't go through with the act. I don't want to see his life destroyed. I don't want to see his career destroyed.
Neither do I.
And I do think, you know, if something happened a long time ago, it's like we've been seeing with people, like I said yesterday, with people like James Gunn, Kevin Hart, and other numerous examples. You know, why do we want to use the past that of something happened a long time ago to, like, to destroy people instead of, like, live up to what we say? Like, mm-hmm. Man, we should learn to understand each other, forgive each other. You know, especially when somebody is fully, you know, not backing down on what they've said.
And being transparent.
Not trying to make excuses, you know.
Sure.
Maybe deflecting a little bit, as you said, but.
Or trying to explain it to themselves.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because somebody says, like, okay, explain why you did that. It's kind of an emotion. You're like, I think it was this, and, well, I grew up with this, and I can only imagine this played a part.
But maybe what he said, maybe he's not hurting people himself.
Right.
But what he said, and this is what I said last night, that does not – you do not get to just walk away from a statement like this with something that is still – what you are doing and what you did is still a problem for people today. You know, there's a reason why minorities are upset about this, because it is something that that affects minorities more than it does somebody with that attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't get that luxury of having to one day get up and say, man, we've been mistreated, which we get, we catch a lot of shit.
Yeah.
If we can simply go out and just utter, man, I want to kill every policeman out there.
Oh, just say, I hate white people.
I hate white people. Yeah. It's, we don't get,
you'll be ostracized.
That's not afford to us. Hearing what he says, it hurts and it's angering. Because I think what happened with him, and I know a lot of people say he's not racist. I don't think he's racist. But what he did was, at the time, it could be debated, but I think comes from roots of racism in him. You know what?
Well, sure. You know, when you get mad at somebody, all of a sudden all those epithets start coming out your mouth in your car by yourself.
Yeah. When you hate somebody, you think of everything you can that you hate about them or that can hurt them.
Yeah. As much as I want to, I feel bad and the rape, but I said last night, man, that you already had some attitudes towards black people or people of color that came out in that moment. You know, I, because, like I said, I've seen people do this where minorities have to suffer this thing of the alleged crimes of one person speaks for the whole
group.
Right. And a lot of people don't understand when they say, man, you know what? Because I had a guy tell me one time, man, you made me hate all black people. I'm like, no, that was you, man.
You already did.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I mean, today, especially today, you know, and this is something where I say, I think if he wants a teachable moment, I don't think that he understands that.
Yeah, I think he doesn't understand what that means.
I don't think that he understands what he's saying is still a problem for people today.
I agree with that.
You know, I think that he doesn't understand that. Maybe he didn't consider himself racist, but there was racism in that.
Well, see, if he understood it better, he would have just been like, I just went out looking for a fight after that.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be black people. He could have just been like, I was really upset. Because this is a story about the journalist was asking a question about revenge.
Right.
Yeah.
And he could have totally sidestepped all the other stuff. Because we said, he didn't, this was not a gotcha moment. Somebody didn't find this out about his past. He could have been like, yeah, you know, a really dear friend of mine was assaulted,
yeah.
Sexually assaulted, raped. You know, all I wanted to do was just go out there and beat the shit out of every dude I saw.
Yeah.
No,
but he went specific with it, which means to me,
yeah.
there's no malice behind it. But at the same time, there's some shit he just don't get.
Yeah. And today with what I don't think he knows, especially in today's political environment here in America, how what he did is something that people are actively doing today. Mm-hmm. People in especially with Trump in office, people who are in the name of patriotism, not racism and patriotism, don't speak Spanish in my store. Mm-hmm. You know, in the name of patriotism, get these thugs out my country. You know, it's Trump is actively painting a whole race of people out of fear because mm-hmm. he knows people in their minds out of some patriotic thing, they're going to do that. What he did. Similar to what people are doing today, and, you know, and it's something that still deeply impacts the black community, as we said today. That's why, you know, one guy said this is why cops shoot people, because the crimes of one person paints the whole race.
Sure,
yeah. That's why they're shooting people in the back, because they're painting as dangerous, because that's all they've seen.
During the State of the Union address, all the Republicans started yelling out USA, USA. Yeah. I was watching my mom and dad; we all started shaking. I mean, we're laughing, but
yeah.
I mean, when you start hearing a bunch of white people say USA, it's like, oh, shit.
Because that's taking on a whole different context today.
The panic room, y'all.
They're about to hang somebody.
Yeah, but again, see, that's what he has to understand that while I get it with him that, you know, he came from a place of hurt and pain, and maybe he didn't think it was racist, but what he did led to this attitude that he had. Led to the death of many innocent people a long time ago. What he did was the spark of a lynch mob where they would go in, Emmett Till being one of the prime examples of that. But before Emmett Till, you know, what he was doing was the spark of lynchings that sometime not even went out and killed one innocent person, but
yeah, this is round up
went,
a bunch
went
of
into
them.
Communities. And hurt people. This is why
the Phoenix Five.
Just recently. But I'm thinking about the New York Five recently, which Trump is still trying to paint as guilty. You know what I mean? You know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed how this came out and how I don't think he understands. Because, like you said, there's still a lot of deflection going on. I mean, I came from this area and it's like, okay,
that's cool.
A lot of people come from bad areas. But they don't go out looking to kill motherfuckers like you did. You know, and I don't think he's trying to back down from it. You know, I don't think he's trying to make excuses. I don't think people need to go in and hate this guy.
I don't think so either.
But he needs to be made to understand
sure.
what was going on.
Spend a little more time at his Beverly Hills house. in America to see what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, but you can't hear this without – you simply cannot have somebody – and this is why it's not about just Liam Neeson. You cannot have somebody say something like this and not open it to a wider dialogue.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but because it has a lot of relevance to a lot of things other than him.
Yeah, I'm sure there could be a better format than just this one-on-one interview in Good Morning America with all these people.
Yeah, so one on 15.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I plus this doesn't need to be even a dialogue with him. I'm glad that he actually said it because I said, again, a lot of people don't understand this particular form of racism that goes on.
Right. And that's the thing. Him opening that up, it does open a chance for somebody to at least talk to him and somebody else to see that and go, well, that's not me. Well, shit, is that me?
Maybe I need to look at myself.
What he did was, to him, he's like, I was going out trying to protect the honor of a friend. To minorities, what you did was a very irresponsible and dangerous thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it. You don't understand that. I mean, I hear it, and I've heard, you know, like, and I do think that there was probably, because he says, you know, I'm not a racist, but I'm willing to put my money on, at the time, he had some attitudes about people of color.
Sure.
I just got through talking to a friend over in Ireland today, and they said, you know, he's like, yeah, I don't think the guy's a racist, but hey, man, you know, we just had it when I was – and the guy's young, man. You know, he's like 26 or something like that. He said, man, in my school, they had a black person come to the school, and the guy had to leave because they were bullying the guy because it was a black person that came to the school.
Well, I remember back in that movie, The Crying Game, one of the lines that I think it was Forrest Whitaker said, he said, Ireland is the only country where they'll just walk up and call you a nigger to your face.
We talk about young Liam Neeson.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't black neck, but they weren't black bastards. He's like, I'm gonna kill this nigga.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm willing to bet that was an attitude that happened at the time. You know, I'm willing to put money on it. But
sure.
But today,
And a lot has changed over time, especially in the last 5 years.
Yeah. So I don't think, man. But you know, let's talk about it. Let's not walk past this, but definitely don't try to tear this man down. I mean, you don't tear people. People are so used to getting angry at racism that we forget that racism also demands a dialogue itself. Some of the best ways of getting at people is not by fighting them and hating them.
It's by talking.
But by talking.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get people who wanted, like, man, he canceled. Like, well, first of all, you ain't got a subscription to Liam Neeson, you know? He's not a magazine subscription or something. You know, he's not cable.
Cancel my payments.
You know.
Well,
he's
cell
not
phone.
HBO Go, you know? Yeah. So. Yeah.
He's not MoviePass.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, if you sign up now, you get 30 days free of Liam Neeson.
And an ass whooping. Yeah, but I mean, come on, y'all.
I feel like he's going to be fine, though.
He will be.
You know, just because wouldn't nobody ask him what he thought, and he went out, you know, about that story, and he went in and said it. And I also feel like even when he's deflecting, and I'll leave it at that, I feel like he was trying to work his way around to something. Yeah. But she was like, no, motherfucker.
I was like, I like the way she said, nah, come on back here.
Yeah, come here. Your ass on back.
You see, in Ireland, we used to have these wars. Yeah, I'm talking about this shit right
now. See, Ireland, we see what shit is this?
I was filming shit in this. We filming your ass right now.
I'm
talking to you.
Ain't nobody driving. Sit your ass down. This is on you.
She like, no, I'm driving now.
Look, but you just said.
No hate on my part of Liam Neeson. He's still cool with me, man. He's still cool. It just takes some understanding. That's all. You know,
I think 40 years ago, if he had actually found somebody and killed him, he'd be out of prison already.
Oh, yeah, if he had gone.
Depends on if he was now, he'd be all right.
Well, I thought he raped somebody. That's good enough for us.
He probably did.
He has a penis, so clearly he was going to rape someone.
Yeah, people. Let's use these moments to actually, you know,
stop and think.
To heal and think and understand instead of hate. You know, hey, you don't, especially when somebody's trying, you don't solve hate with hate.
I have this thought of Liam Neeson in the green room, all right, talking to his people. Okay, you're going to go in there, you're going to do this interview. And he comes out and all his people are like, what?
Oh, you know his rep, his press agent, losing his shit. Like oh, my God, what
is going to be?
You just said what?
You know, yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
No, I'm talking about the Good Morning America interview. Like, he probably thought it was just going to be him and her in the studio, the camera crew. Not 45 motherfuckers out there sitting there judging.
Yeah. 45.
He was like, God damn.
45 goddamn liberals in the
room. Yeah, yeah, what y'all well, do? Throw flies down?
Most of them aren't paying attention. And looking everywhere but at him.
There he is right there.
Oh, that dude.
Shit. All of them bored. They just kind of like, shit. All right, we forgive you. Man, fuck.
We just happy to be off the streets of New York.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. At 6 in the morning.
Shit, this girl is hypnotized right now.
Hey, hey, none of y'all got jobs you're supposed to be in?
They just happy to be out of that cold. Brother. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
A one-on 55 interview with Liam Neeson.
Yeah. You know when that interview was done, too. Like, yesterday? Yesterday was done. He went to his agent. He was just kind of like,
how was that?
Oh, that's really going to get him the heartstrings, isn't it? That was a heartwarming story, wasn't it? He was like, fuck, Liam.
He's like, always bring up Schindler's List. That works every time. Works like a charm.
And I just told you to talk about the fucking movie. Wasn't that hard?
Wasn't that hard, goddamn
it? Imagine that's your movie. And it got completely upstaged now.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of those dudes playing the villains, like it's their first big role. Yeah. He's like, man, he had to fuck this up for me. I went to 15 auditions, 8 callbacks.
God damn, Lee.
Tell the story.
Filming out in the snow.
Look, motherfucker, this movie ain't just about you. We all, wait, don't hit me, though. I'm just saying, man. You know,
I was a little bit out of line.
We got to get our money, too, man. You know? Just saying, watch what you say, man.
He's like, don't make me have another story to tell. We telling this woman when Cold Pursuit 2 comes out. It's a Black Pursuit.
Here's the part I didn't tell you. I did find that guy.
Yeah, that's what they
never said. I never said I didn't find him. I said I was looking, and I did. I suppose it was only 4 or 5 days.
Shit. Yeah, I stopped after 5 days because I caught him.
He's like, I found this black guy.
I know. Oh, yes, I did. And I killed the fuck out of him.
I originally planned on a month. Lucky me.
Let this be a lesson to you, man. Liam Neeson, the internet has a certain set of skills, and they will find you and they will kill you.
Fuck you up.
At least they'll try.
His agent's like, if you stop the story now, that'll be the end of it.
Yeah. Let me see what we got here. All right, man. I know you're not to the hip-hop. Neither one or too much, but there's something crazy that's going on. First of all, I've been waking up to like crazy, waking up into the middle of crazy things. It really is like I'm just waking up in another time period, or I'm just waking up after like been asleep for like 2 years or something. I wake up in the middle of the craziest thing.
Rip Van Corey.
Yeah, Rip Van Corey, man. Because I was saying this yesterday to the guy that told me about this whole thing that we're about to talk about. One day I just woke up and had no reason why I saw this or why this was happening. Just one day somebody decided that Shaggy from Scooby-Doo should be in Mortal Kombat. You know, it's like,
what?
Oh yeah. I saw how these Shaggy memes had taken over.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I guess y'all got bored with pretending that Chuck Norris was cool.
Yeah.
And now y'all have moved on to Shaggy.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden Shaggy's a badass. Yeah. And at least I can understand that, because somebody remembered an episode of Scooby-Doo where Shaggy was beating the fuck out of people. Shaggy actually, and I didn't know this existed. There's an episode of Scooby-Doo where Shaggy took on a biker gang. And like, you think like Shaggy was just hiding. He's like, hey, assholes, come and get me. And they're like, oh, fuck, well, he's dead. No. What?
Old school Shaggy didn't even do that. He was around.
Like, let's get out of here. But but he was on some potent shit that day. And he walked into a biker bar and beat the fuck out of everybody.
Say hi to your friends, punk.
He's been training with the League of Assassins.
Yeah. Like, that's when that dude pulled out that blade. Like, yeah, Shaggy, well, that's it, man. It was a good run. But no, you fucked him up, man.
Oh,
that was a great cut.
Fuck out of here.
I like the switchblade and chain didn't work, so he grabbed his trophy.
Yeah. And that dude that he with that trophy, that motherfucker's face is caved in. He's dead. He's gone, man. Yeah. Wait,
now there's somebody come up behind him.
Yeah. It's, you know what? And he did it. Like it was all of a sudden like Shaggy discovered ass over weed. Like he's like that. Like he's doing it for this girl right here.
I'm gonna say,
like,
I can tell.
Shit. He's like, I've been smoking weed all the time and ain't got no pussy. Shit.
I thought it was a different kind of Scooby Snacks.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I woke up one day, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo was a badass. I don't know how it happened. Didn't really even ask. So then I woke up, and now we're getting into hip-hop. I follow a lot of things with hip-hop because, like I was telling Martin and Billy early in the show, I said, man, if y'all want some of the best reality TV out there, just follow the chronicles of a rapper. And not all of them. But there's a good handful of them out there just fucking up, and in the funniest ways. They done told this boy Tekashi 6ix9ine. They so many rappers, like old heads, who just sat him down and said, "Boy, stop fucking up."
What was he doing?
He was
decorating his face.
Other than the crime was fucking his face up. There was assault charges, weapons charges. He had a 13-year-old doing simulating sexual acts in a video. There was a charge where he was plotting a robbery, racketeering, and the whole time he's been trying to be a gangster, and now that they got him in jail, he just singing, man, just snitching on everybody.
Oh,
yeah, and it's funny because they say, and here's the kicker. Now I don't know if this is true, but there's a rumor that the judge. They gave him a sentence so long that Tekashi 6ix9ine, they said by the time you get out of jail, you will be 69 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
He's probably going to be doing a lot of 69 while he's in prison.
Oh, hell yeah. If he lives that long. Like a lot of people have sat him down. Fat Joe, Charlamagne, a lot of people have been saying, hey, man, shut the fuck up. But no, he wanted to be a gangster and everybody followed him. This dude who looks like a fucking My Little Pony running around here. Looking like a killer pack of Skittles is out and is talking about how he's running around with Crips, running around with Bloods.
I was going to ask Chicago John, isn't that the guy he was?
That's it.
He was bodyguarding for
the fake Tekashi.
Yeah,
that's why I told John. I said, man, you don't even want to hang around a fake Tekashi 6ix9ine because you never know what's going to happen. That's how bad he was fucking up. It's you know,
racketeering.
Right, man. He was just trying. Look, a lot of people. I don't know. I didn't keep up with his life that much. I don't want to speak out of turn, but a lot of people say that he was trying to be a gangster more than he was a gangster. And now a lot of people tried to tell him, hey, man, stop. And I've seen a couple of cases where people sat him down and gave him a warning. We all saw it. It's out there. The media is out there for people to see where people sat him down and said, please, just stop. You ain't built for this shit. Just stop.
Well, he's making money. I mean, I don't know him. I've never heard of him.
I mean, you out there dressed like a rainbow. You ain't meant to be no gangster. Come on, man.
Can somebody wash my face, please?
No, that's permanent, man. That ain't no magic marker. That ain't no Sharpie.
Wait, what do you mean it won't come off?
It's shoe polish.
And there's a dude in jail. Oh, it will. No! But the one that... that's making the news right now. 21 Savage, man. I heard about this. I saw memes popping up. And I said, what the hell is going on with this? And I got into it. And the more I got into it, the more I was like, man, this is fascinating. And what I want to talk about, how this is insane and hilarious. But at the same time, when it's all said and done, it's really not that funny. And it's not that funny for the reasons that you think. This is not a Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. This is actually kind of the opposite. But it's kind of sad when you get right down to it. But with this guy, man, you know, it's not only one of the craziest hip-hop stories out there, but it's one of the craziest news stories out there, period. I mean, this is almost up there with Pac and Biggie because of the levels that it goes to. What people can't realize what's real and what isn't, you know, and everyone that gets near this. I mean, this story is a tornado that is just sucking people in and spitting them out. People are the worst for wear for getting near it. I'm scared to almost touch it because somebody just turning on people for even just mentioning 21 Savage, this guy's name.
Say it again. Say it again.
Hell no. Shit, him and Beetlejuice pop up.
And Candyman. Bloody Mary.
The whole crew.
Be up your ass.
And the way this started, man, this started when this kid, he was trying to renew his visa.
Where's he from?
Yeah.
Well, good question.
Oh, shit.
Because the fans out there, and correct me if I'm wrong, folks, and believe me, because I don't keep up with everything 21 Savage. I haven't got my car carrying membership in the club yet, but
sounds like you ain't gonna get it.
Yeah, not now. Shit, I was going for president, but a lot of people were thinking that he was representing Atlanta. You know, a lot of people thought that he was Atlanta. He's talked about Atlanta. He's come from one of the hardest hoods in Atlanta, from what I understand. And something happened with him where he went to go reapply for his visa. All of a sudden, people found out that he was British.
I knew it. As soon as you said visa.
People were like, wait, he's a fucking Brit?
Straight out of Manchester.
Yeah. You mean some Sarah the Pip Pip and Cheerio?
For real, as soon as you said visa.
Pip, yeah, what, like, and now he's under threat of being deported to the UK.
Yeah, I kept hearing, that's all, I knew nothing about him, but I kept reading about him being deported.
Yeah, yeah, they were talking about him being deported because apparently he came over here as a teenager. And his parents, you know, there's a mix up with some of the parents, some of the things his parents failed to do, but him, you know, that they said that he's not supposed to be here because this is not his original citizenship.
So is he a DACA kid?
And I think that's what they're saying. Like, you know, this is not his doing yeah. that he's here. This is not his fault.
Okay.
But it don't help. I mean, ICE, no, they ain't letting this shit go. I said we caught a big black fish with this one. They said
catfish.
And now they making up. Now they it's almost like they making up shit about him. Like they trying to come in and do a character assassination on him. They said, look, not only is the dude not from Atlanta, not only is he British, but this whole hood persona that he got, that man, he's a phony. That ain't him. They said that this whole thing that you see with him, this rap persona that he got out there, for all we know, this motherfucker really might be going around talking about, all right, Governor, you know.
Yeah.
They're making it sound like he really is running around with top hats and monocles on and riding a unicycle. You know what I'm saying?
Just like Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to make like he's a chimney sweep on the side when he was on the come up and shit. When he had his hustle. You know, it's crazy, man, how ICE, and I'm looking at this on TMZ. 21 Savage is a living, breathing example of that old saying, fake it till you make it, at least according to ICE. An ICE official told CNN on Sunday his whole public persona is false. He actually came to the U.S. from the U.K. as a teen and overstayed his visa. Now, they're trying to make headlines sound like, because we get right down to it, they say, look, they're just saying that he's just not a citizen here. But the way they're trying to make him sound like, they're trying to make this motherfucker sound like he's Mary Poppins. You know, it's like.
They try to take all his street cred.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Exactly, man. And you know what? But now that it's out there, now that British genie is out the bottle, they are going in even more now because it's the internet. Because now that they've mentioned it, the internet, even if they're on his side, now they're looking for clues.
Is on the case.
They're looking for, man, the internet.
The game is afoot.
And they will find it. It doesn't help more that my man did an interview with Vogue and for some reason started talking in British vernacular, not really with an accent, man.
But he
started talking about,
mate?
Yeah, he started about. He did try to proper. Yeah, he did try to prop it up a little bit. Yeah, no, he took the street out a little bit. He tried to prop it up.
Hello, gents. I think I will go for a tea and crumpets right now.
And it's like, man, you ain't helping your case, yeah. Brother.
Took me a bit to find the
lift
to get up.
Gents. You are with 21 Savage, a.k.a. the Saint Laurent Don. And tonight, we're going to be going to the Saint Laurent show. It's going to be exquisite. I just flew Vogue in from over there on my helicopter. So they're going to be tagging along with us.
Yeah, I love Saint Laurent.
I'm the Saint Laurent Dunn. I'm wearing the Saint Laurent shoes that ain't out yet. I feel vibrant, elegant, exquisite. I would probably wear this jacket on my way to have tea and crumpets.
You did not. Now, for the ignorant person on the internet, be like, man, I told you that nigga was British.
Now they're going to change his rap name to T. They're going to change his rap name to T and Crumpets.
Because of
DJ T and Crumpets.
Thanks to T and Crumpets, now he might as well be Idris Elba.
You're right.
The internet talking about, you want a black James Bond, you got it. Right now.
So is he drunk here? Or are his eyes always unfocused?
They're
kind of, like
just, man, if you go by the memes, it gets crazy. Like, because that's what happens.
He's just kind of wandering mentally.
Well, I know, but I think he's just concentrating on keeping that accent up.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
I mean, he's talking real slow. And deliver.
It's going to be exquisite. Oh, fuck. Shit, I shouldn't use that word.
I meant to say bitchin'. No, that's not new.
Shit, he's concentrating on what other British slang he can think of.
Not
exquisite. Dope.
Yeah.
Dope. I meant to say dope.
So follow me, governor.
Oh, Wallace. Let me say, oh, fuck.
Cut the interview.
Yeah, he concentrate hard.
We're going to take the lift down to the lobby.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
I had a script. Pass me script.
But of course.
In the boot of my car. No. I keep the car in the garage. Damn it.
Garage.
My grill is made of aluminium.
People looking at this minute.
Fuck, when I'm asking him directions to places in London, he knows exactly where it's at.
It's right by Piccadilly Circus. Oh no, he got me.
Hey man, you're driving on the wrong side of the road.
They got him right here with the memes too, because of course the memes came out after that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, of course the memes just popped out and the memes already been out there, because you're talking about his eyes. They caught him with one of the crazy looking faces like this right here. Like, he popped up. Let me read this. This is what it says. Why this pic look like 21 Savage is a supervillain interrupting a broadcast to reveal his evil plan? It does.
Hello, Gotham City.
His evil plan to the world.
If I don't receive $21 billion, the world will freeze by tomorrow.
Enjoying the Super Bowl?
Hello. You might know me as 21 Savage. I demand $21 million.
In my Savage. My garage.
All your U.S. monuments will explode. Yes. Please respond in 1 hour. Boo ha ha ha.
In one standard American hour.
You're looking at his partner off saying, well, I do think that went well, don't you? No. Quite. But but after the British thing came out, now here's where it gets weird, because the British thing came out and Black Twitter went off, all the internet went off, and they were talking about this whole British thing going in. Like, listen to this, 21 Savage. All right, governor, so you finally found out me secret, eh? They said, 21 Savage said, I got shooters dressed all in red. This is what he meant. he talking about the American Revolution. 21 Savage, when he gonna pull up? They got him in a British ship right here. Yeah, 21 Savage said when he's in the booth. Got him in a British telephone. Man, it goes on and on. Look, they're funny. They're funny, man.
Wait, those guns that look like fine china.
He said how he drinks his tea.
Don't make me get gangster on your hiney, mate.
Man, but I'll serve tea one instead of noon.
But so everybody's laughing, everybody's having a good time, everybody's in on it, and then your girl Demi Lovato, she came in.
Oh no.
And she said, yeah, ain't that crazy, y'all? Yeah, British, huh? And the whole party just stopped. And they like, bitch, what you say?
What did you say?
They're like, the fuck did you just say?
When'd you get out of rehab?
Yeah.
This time.
And It says so. This is what she wrote on Twitter. She tweeted, "So far, 21 Savage memes have been the favorite part of the Super Bowl." Am I right, y'all? Oh fuck!
Room got small. Yeah.
Everybody just stopped and just looked at her, man, and they went in. You can read this everywhere, man. I know you were really looking at it like, oh, what did they do? Martin is looking at me like, man, is she still alive?
She gonna be all right?
You know how fragile that girl
I don't know,
is.
Marty. Shit, they made that girl get back on heroin.
Shit, fuck y'all, man.
it was rough, man. I'm on her side because everybody just stopped. Man, everybody was in on it. And then when she said something, everybody just stopped and they just said, "Go shoot some more heroin, damn it.
God damn.
She does crack. Why is she laughing?
And that's not even clever.
It's not. No, it's not. And then one person.
It's just mean.
It's just. They were saying all kind of mean things, and she just had to, you know, and she finally, and I applauded. She said, you know what, fuck all y'all, man. Because she said, fuck Twitter. This is why I don't even tweet no more. For your information, this is the shit I'm laughing at. Not the fact that anyone is getting deported. She's laughing at all the British stuff.
Yeah.
And which everybody was doing.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's insane, man. She got in there and just touched just a little bit.
And they went all Miller's Crossing on her ass.
Yeah.
Took her out to the woods.
Yeah. You know, right? He's British.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody.
Oh, look at your art.
Yeah. It really was like that. It was just like, she's like, I mean, she was in the middle of the room. Yeah. Because he's British, right?
Record skips.
Who the fuck?
Who let this bitch in?
And I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
I mean, she just tapped it. Just a little.
Pulled her inside.
Yeah. My hand seems to be stuck. Yes, this is insane. That's what I'm talking about, how this is pulling everybody in, man. Because, I felt bad for it because she did nothing.
Right.
She did nothing. And she's catching less hell than somebody out there than another bitch who deserves it.
Who?
your girl, was it Lauren?
Hmm?
Tommy Lauren?
Uh-huh.
Tommy Lauren from Fox, that blonde head fucking ditz over there.
Oh, yeah,
who's always stirring up trouble.
Oh, the one always talking shit.
That one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got a picture of her because I'm trying to.
Yeah, there she is right here. And.
Oh, here, yeah, I can't stand her.
And she, and the thing is, look, she caught a little bit of flag for it. Like Nicki went in on her, Cardi went in on her, man, and they started talking. And then Cardi even said, "Bitch, don't make me get my belt. don't make me put out my leash on you."
My leash.
She'll
do it. Yeah, don't make me get my leash out. Nicki Minaj went in there and even said, "Man, you always start in trouble.
What did
you know,
she
you
say?
Just say nothing." It was from she's referencing a song, man. She went in.
I mean, I know it was some shit. I tell you, I mean, I don't need, I mean, you know.
Yeah, here's what she said here. She's like, "I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ICE agents ready to deport you." And it's like, and so it's just kind of like, okay, now she's talking about the part that's not funny.
Right.
You know, and they went in on her, but the person that went in on her the hardest, and it's funny as hell, was The Game. The Game, no, the rapper out there. You've probably seen him in a movie or something, Martin.
Doesn't he?
The Game went in there, and The Game don't play when he's out there. When he's out there capping on people, man. Because he'll make a diss track in a minute about anybody.
Put a bottle of Hennessy in his hand.
Because he went on there and wrote this about Tommy Lauren. Now, read, listen to this shit. "This cum gargling microwave carrot skin 90-year-old white man body having slut always got something slick to say. 21 Savage getting detained by ICE is not funny nor anything for your middle of the mall clipping wearing hoe ass to be joking about. You the same dumb broad that was singing the lyrics to his song not too long ago. Now using his situation and the culture deep down you love so much for content on your bum ass Twitter page and etc. Then your dumb bird ass gonna say your ancestors discovered America? Obviously, all that black athlete semen you swallowed at UNLV
is
starting to seep into that cracked skull of yours. Cut the shenanigan, grandma pussy. We see you. Here's some advice. Stay out the tanner salon. You're starting to look like a sick tangerine."
Damn.
I was somebody like, shit, I know, I got up. I was like, God part? Damn, shit.
Did you see the last part?
Whoa, what the last part say?
Somebody recommend a good burn center for her. Okay, that was the Miller Crosses here. Double tap there.
Maybe we should drop this segment. Because I can't take that.
Can't top it.
Hey, listen, 21 Savage, I don't even know that dude. I ain't say nothing.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you got eviscerated like that,
yeah.
Ooh,
no,
shit.
That's all right.
No. No, you thought we thought it was over when Cardi B went in on him. We thought, oh shit, that's done. But when the game got in there,
like, shit, come, you swallowed shit, that mother, UNLV,
yeah, that motherfucker was 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 Savage on our ass.
You look like a sick tangerine.
Jesus, somebody recommend a good burn center for her. God damn,
grandma pussy.
But here's the thing that is here's what seems to be the craziest part about it is that 21 Savage came out and said, look, man, the reason why out of nowhere they are really fucking with me this hard is because it's retaliation for a song I did. He said, you know, he wrote this song out there with had lyrics in a song of his called A Lot. And and one of the lyrics in the song makes a reference to the border, and it sounds like he's making also a reference to the families that were detained at the border, you know, at the time when they weren't having water and had no representation. And if you want to see the song, it's about, all right, if you want to hear the song for yourself, it's about 4 minutes into the original song, but I got it queued up right here for you.
Things, but I couldn't imagine my kids stuck at the border. Straight up. Plenty still need water. Niggas was innocent, couldn't get loyal.
And very short lyric right there, but he said because of that one thing right there, now they're going in on them. And I looked at this on Complex, man. But it's out there for a lot of people to see. He's talking about that lyric right there is the one that has people on him. And you start to at first think like, maybe now that sounds kind of crazy. Now that's some conspiracy theory shit. But then you see how hard they're messing with them, and it's like maybe it's not because of the lyrics, but there is something to be said about Ice messing with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
When I said they called a big black fish, I meant it, man. I didn't mean none racist by that. But Ice has been making a name for themselves under Trump, doing Trump's bidding by appealing to his base,
yeah,
locking these families up, splitting these families up. Why? Because they know that Trump's base, which you can try to argue this all you want to, made up of a lot of racists out there,
yeah,
who want to see these people out. And don't think that this, now with Ice got him, don't think that they say that they're not saying, yeah, look what we got. That quote unquote thug that you hate too, getting him out with all these dirty brown people too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I have no doubt that they are doing this with him that hard. Just for the publicity, just for the image.
Well, also, if they make an example out of him, it scares other people from doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they really, you know, there's something, they got something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're messing with him. I mean, and people know it, man. This is why it's not funny, because they are, you say, using him as an example.
Yes.
They are using him for publicity to appeal to their base. Damn, they're getting the niggers out of here, too. You know, so the scary ones, too.
Good start.
Yep. Don't think riddance. I mean, maybe you don't buy into the conspiracy theory part, but definitely, there's definitely something to be said about what they're doing, you know. And this is something he put out there. I forgot what publication is from, but it says, according to 21 Savage's lawyer, Charles H. Cuck, ICE is trying to unnecessarily punish 21 and scare him into leaving the United States. Cuck states that 21 Savage never actually tried to hide the fact that he wasn't a citizen of this country and is indeed living here illegally. 21 actually tried to apply for a U visa a couple of years ago, which is still pending at the moment. Cuck also slammed ICE for saying 21 Savage has a prior criminal record when he doesn't. The 2014 conviction that he was that was mentioned by ICE was expunged just last year, the lawyer added. As a minor, his family overstayed their work visas, and he, like almost 2 million other children, was left without legal status through no fault of his own. Yeah, man, they're railroading this guy in a way. Don't you think for a moment that because this is a dark-skinned rapper who by most of, you know, if you look at Trump's base out there, is that thug image that they so much that they hate so much. Don't think that this they're not putting this out there for publicity.
Oh yeah,
because this is what they want to see. Don't you think for a moment that they're not doing something? You might not need to go into X-Files territory, but they are fucking with this kid, man. To the point where you even got House representatives trying to help him out. Looking at this on Fader, man. Hank Johnson of Georgia called the rapper a remarkable young man. Representative Hank Johnson of Georgia's 4th District has written a letter in support of 21 Savage, addressed to the judge overseeing the rapper's deportation proceedings. Savage was arrested on Sunday by ICE at the time that this was written and accused of being a UK national who has overstayed his visa. You know, so why we're laughing at the memes and everything, man? You know, in the end, it really isn't funny. This is a tragic thing. They say that this is a violation of this guy's civil rights.
Of course.
Which it really is looking more and more like that. Which is why I said, you know, sometimes these stories, you know, they look like they're just hip hop stories, but they have larger ramifications out there. And this is definitely one of them. This is a political thing that's going on. You don't have to go any kind of conspiracy Illuminati level, right? This this is clearly a political move right here. I don't know. What do you see?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go to any X-Files shit for that. I think that's right there.
Yeah, because now some people, because there's people out there getting crazy. They're talking about 21 Savage. Now these British, they say he's a sleeper agent. You know?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting crazy, man. Yeah,
yeah, real low profile has got there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Christ. Yeah, this is, yeah.
Hide in plain sight, Billy.
Yeah. Yeah. And making videos and attending premieres.
Yeah, like he was on a mission and the mission went wrong or he knows too much. And now they got to take care of him. They don't want to exactly kill him just yet.
Got to disavow him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they can't just kill him. They got to pull him somewhere and like make it look like an accident.
Right.
You know, we ain't got to go there, man. This seems like a purely political thing.
And my 6 though is always doing that kind of shit.
it's sad. Memes are funny, but it's sad out there, man. It's sad. let me see here. You're talking about whoop that trick. Get him. Oh, they talking about what's his name? the game when he was talking about Tammy Lauren. They talking about fuck yeah, whoop that trick.
Damn.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, it's insane, man. It's
not crossing that guy.
No hell. No.
She might keep him out of ship for the water too.
Shit, if he can whoop your ass with words like that, imagine what he can do physically to you. No, that's all
right. My arm still kind of hurts right here.
Yeah.
That wasn't even about me.
Oh, can I help you, mate?
Man, the way he was just verbally beaten. I was like, stop. Know, she's stop already going. Dead. No. Lord, don't kill her.
Oh, let me see here. Yeah, it's sad, y'all. It is. In the end, it's sad. It's another reason why you need to get. Nah, never mind. We can get into it. I'll do this one thing and we're out of here. There was this interview that Christoph Waltz did, and a lot of people saying, "Man,
wait, did he go hunting down niggas too?
Yeah, oh, no.
Jews. This is how he prepared for the Jew hunter role."
Him and Liam Neeson went out together one night, and they.
Oh, get every Jew bastard.
Back when I was younger, yeah. 40 years ago,
someone kicked my dog.
And then I wanted every Jew bastard.
And I asked, I heard it was a Jew. I went looking for every Jew bastard. What'd you say?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Nah, man, but they say he is being an asshole. They say this guy. He did this interview where he was, man, they say he was condescending and he was rude. I want you guys to look at it and give me what your opinion is on it.
Right.
Let me see if I can.
Man, a lot of times they do that. They're tired. And they have the same stupid fucking question asked.
Which I bet with Liam Neeson in that press junket, he probably answered so many questions and he finally got one that wasn't the same question. He thought, all right, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and answer this.
Yeah. Well, so you know, you get you up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And there's people in the room just coming in and out. And finally, you just like,
asking let's shake this motherfucker up fucking real quick. Questions over and over, 20 times in a row.
Oh, you get like Bruce Willis on Red 2, just mad. Remember that?
Man.
Don't get mad because your movie sucks.
No.
That's what it felt like to me.
What the hell happened here? Oh, hold on. You know what?
It doesn't.
Let me see here. Oh, this shit ain't. These players, I hate these fucking players. So you just gonna have to look at it. This is on, for some reason, on finance.yahoo. I don't know why.
Because I'm so it's
not playing right there.
Yeah, they trying to get some finance.
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't got no finance.
Yes, Yahoo.
Yeah, when you're going to Christoph Waltz asking for finance.
I say invest.
Just like the Jew bastards do.
This, you guys have to look at it small, but this is it's about 3 minutes. I want to hear what you guys think about
this. Want it. I'm just like, I'm so relieved I have people like this. It's just
you'd like. Thing you'd like to do anyway.
I'd love to do another one. But yeah, we definitely wanted to make this up.
Go see the movie.
Thing you'd like to do anyway.
I'd love to do another one. But yeah, we definitely wanted to make this have a beginning, middle, and an end of its own, but certainly with the idea that the story of her is just beginning. You know, even if we never made another movie, the audience could imagine more movies from that ending.
A bit of a boring question to begin with, but if, obviously this being kind of quite a new sort of franchise, if you could just tell me a little bit about your character and how he fits into this world.
No chance. Go see the movie. I can explain why I refuse. Okay. Because that's your job, not mine. My job was to play the character for you to see, and for you to possibly form an opinion, and because you're a journalist, write about or report on. But if I did your job, would you do mine? I would do both. It's not...
No, no one listens to me. People listen to you. That's the problem.
No, they don't. They watch it because they paid for it, you know. It's
he really is the Jew Hunter, ain't he?
I love
what
this.
What did he ask you?
I love
he asked him to tell him about his character. He said, tell me about your character. He's like, I will not. he said, go, he said, go see it. Yeah. Watch the movie.
You want you tell people about my character.
You should talk about his character. Okay. Because it's kind of shooting himself in the knee a little bit, pulling the rug out from underneath himself. I'm interested in what you think about it. I'm not interested in you agreeing with me.
Okay. Well, I thought it was a very warm character.
Well, there you go.
There we go. Which must have been quite nice to play in a big Hollywood sort of movie. So someone that's just very... because a lot of the roles you've played, obviously, in the past, some of them have got sort of quite a nasty streak to them, sort of a dark undercurrent. But this character's just... There's almost a very paternal relationship between him and Elite. It must be, I guess, quite a tender sort of relationship. It must have been quite nice to explore that on screen.
Well, first of all, yes. And second, I do what the script requires, you know, because it's one story, and I need to do what helps the story. I can't disagree because I consider my opinion superior and say, well, I'd turn this into something else, which doesn't mean that I can't discover stuff that maybe even the writer only wrote into the script subconsciously. But it's still discovery of stuff that's there.
I see. I don't think that he's being rude. I think he's just weird.
He's just being succinct.
Can I tell you something?
What's up?
I don't think he's being rude. I don't think he's being weird. I think he's saying everything I've wanted an actor in one of these to say forever.
Really?
Yes, because it drives me nuts when I see these little interviews like this and they have the actor describe their character and go into it. And I'm like, you know what? You were acting with the words that were on the page. You didn't actually become this person.
Yeah, yeah.
And asking them, like, tell me about your character. I do feel like, well, no, just watch the fucking movie. Don't try to get shorthand from them about it or a teaser.
I can't wait for your interview. No, I get what you're saying.
I probably have a studio with a gun to my head saying, like, hey, you better get out there and say this. But if I didn't, or I felt bold enough about it, I would react just like him.
See, I don't think it's a bad question to ask. I mean, you know, because some actors do get into their characters. Some actors do say, like, yeah, what I did to do this character required this. I don't think it's a bad question to ask at all. I think he's just weird. I don't think the interview is doing anything bad. I think he's being thrown off.
I think with some characters that are extreme characters, it does require that. Like, if you want to ask Heath Ledger how he became the Joker, that's interesting because it's like, wow, you transformed into somebody we never even knew you could do. Mm-hmm. But just this character that he plays here, that ain't nothing that requires a deep study.
Also, you know what? The guy was kind of asking some monkey ass questions.
Thank you.
That could have been interview 47 that day, and he's like, God damn.
Well, they answered that question. So basically, he was just saying, you know, I don't give a fuck. Just go see the movie.
Why are you going to ask
this? This is the last
me this.
One of the day. You're going to ask this stupid ass question.
See, okay.
It's so generic.
I don't. it's hard, man. A lot of these interviewers, they don't know. I'm not going to blame the interviewer because sometimes they just don't know.
No, and my same sympathy goes to the interviewer. You're right. A lot of times they don't know. They just got their shot to be there. What are they supposed to ask?
Sure.
Yeah, plus
I just think it's a bad situation all around.
If you want to know my real opinion, man, I think Christoph Waltz is just weird, you know, but that's your job. That's your job. You know, you're making a lot of money. I know you get asked these questions a lot, but you know the game before you get into it. Just ask the fucking question. But that's because, see, I know that's why I don't like doing these junkets, because I catch people sometimes where they don't like. See, I'm the opposite. I used to do these junkets all the time, as I told you, and I'll catch them on a time. That's why I learned to be a better interviewer, because I knew that they would go through this, but I had to go through a couple of interviews to get there.
That's where Rob Schneider got the hit on you. Corey.
Oh yeah, Rob Schneider. It don't always work. Rob Schneider did not like my ass one day because he was mad at Austin. He was, yeah.
Just like Liam Neeson mad at black people, he was mad at Austin.
He was mad at Austin, man. Rob Schneider, the people didn't like the what was that girl movie he
the
did?
Hot Chick.
The Hot Chick. Yeah, they came to Austin.
Can't imagine why.
And it didn't have a good screen. And people laughing at it in the middle, but for the wrong reasons.
Right. The movie fucking sucked.
Yeah.
That's why.
And
say it.
And I said, from the moment that we sat down, I asked Rob Schneider, I said, all right, man. I said, how's it going? I mean, we were sitting in a room, big room by ourselves at a hotel. And I said, how's it going, man? And he's like, I don't know. You want to tell me, Corey? And I was like, okay, did I fuck your girl last night or something? I'm like, what's going on with that? I was like, what's wrong? He's like, I don't know. I'm just hearing that Austin doesn't like my movie. And I was like, well, fuck, go ask Austin then. You know, I'm right now you're talking to me, man. I haven't said a fucking wrong word to you yet.
Now I don't like you.
And by the way, there's no one in this room but you and me. Keep talking that shit. Yeah, how is it, Rob?
Yeah, it's your little ass.
Sit your ass down. No, you're right. It's a bad situation all around. But I do believe, like, you know these press junkets. Man, you make a lot of money doing this. Just answer the fucking question. But I don't think he's really being that rude. I don't see it.
He's being playful about it.
Yeah, that's – you know what? Thank you. You put it that way. Everybody talking about how condescending he was. I just thought he was being playful.
Bruce Willis is condescending.
Yeah.
That Red 2 interview we're talking about.
A lot of interviews he's that way.
Yeah, man, let me see.
Not invention of stuff that isn't.
I mean, in regards to sort of the team behind this, I mean, obviously you've got John Landau producing, Robert Rodriguez directing, and James Cameron on screenwriting duties. I mean, it's kind of so much sort of talent and so much kind of pedigree in the industry. I guess when you do get asked to be in a movie like this, when you hear those names behind it, it must make the decision a hell of a lot easier to
No, it doesn't. It makes it more difficult. No. Because of course I'm impressed as much as you are, and then I have to double check with
I expected him to be sitting like that stupid, you know.
I understand what he's saying. It's a hard decision because I got to make sure this is a good. I don't rush in just because I see the names involved.
You're right. When I heard that he was being rude, I thought he's gonna be like after every question, like, what a fucking stupid question. You know, I thought he was gonna be.
Gotta be honest, kind of a stupid question too, though.
You know what?
I was
thinking about it. I love that. No, the way he asked his question, because he did all this setup. Oh, it's James Cameron. It's all this, and you go in, and you got to feel this way. It's like that is a leading question.
Yeah,
and say, hey, it's all these people. How do you feel about that?
Yeah,
that's an open question.
Fantastic.
I don't blame the interviewer. I just think that he's not being rude. Like I said, if anything, he's been asked this question a lot. He's just being, you put it perfectly. He's being playful. But this is the one where I really thought that they really did make him sound like he was a Nazi. And at the end of it, I expected him to like be that, because the way they say for the coup de grace right here for his closing line, and this is what he asked them. He said, "What would you like to direct?" And this was his answer.
For a number of years now, does it ever get normal seeing yourself up on the big screen in a room full of people? Is that how's that experience?
Yes, that gets normal, but that doesn't mean that, as with all things normal, that they're all alike. Yes, it's my life, and I've been doing it for a number of years, as you pointed out. But that
maybe that was kind of shitty.
That was a monkey ass question. I looked at Martin just that when he asked that question.
Yeah,
seeing myself on a screen, yes, it has become normal.
And you're directing. So are you directing soon? Is that right? You're doing. Is it? Are you getting behind the lens?
Did you notice my stare?
No, I can't read it though. No. You're not. You are.
Well, I can't talk about it.
I know. I was just going to say though.
They made it sound like in the last one, he's like, because the way it's written, they said, and he just looked. He just stared into the reporter's soul, or an interviewer saw. He just stared off at him. I thought he was intimidating him, like he was going to beat his ass or something. He was just.
Yeah, I mean, how many projects in entertainment do you start and you can't talk about?
Yeah, and you know, he wasn't trying to be. Look, I get he wasn't trying to be rude. Now, as I said,
he's a little sick of this guy. I think he's sick of this dude. Particular guy.
Interviewers, I get it, man, because I've been in this position. Interviewers, it takes a lot of practice to take the bold step to ask something out of the norm.
Sure,
because if you ask something out of the norm, you don't know when somebody's going to take it the wrong way, or you just don't know how to ask it, which is why I don't do junkets anymore, because you go to them and they're prepared for you to do what you see right here. You can't, and you only get 5 minutes. If you can't give me 20 minutes to relax somebody and let them know that we're not going down the same path that they've been going down for the last 40 hours, then, you know, I don't want to do it. Then what's the point? I don't want to do it. And it's a tricky situation. No one's really to blame here, because I told you this before, they're manufactured. The problem with these interviews is that they're manufactured for promotion.
Yes.
Like, you don't want them to ask the same fucking question, but that's what it's designed to do.
And it's all a big fake pretense in that it's an interview. You get the audience like, hey, we got an interview with this person. So you're like, oh, I love them. I want to find out more about them. Let me tune in to find out more. You're not finding out more about them. You're finding out little tidbits about the film and their character. It's just promotion, and then it's over.
Yeah, exactly. They just want you to say – what they want to do is they just want the name to be on screen. They want the fucking poster to be behind you, and they just want you to say the title over and over again.
Sure was fun working with this person.
Yeah.
Boy, I enjoyed that.
And that's why I stopped, because there was one time, the last interview I did – and I'm not going to even tell you who it was. I'm not going to even mention it. But the last interview I did, I said, I'm about to cuss every motherfucker out in this room. And I said, I wanted to do that one day if I ever come across another interview like this. Because you know, I don't think interviewers have to take shit from these people. But they're intimidated by, because they're big actors. Anytime somebody should tell Bruce Willis, if he's being rude, man, shut the fuck up and do your job.
I'm surprised that one red too. That dude didn't knock him out, because it was like,
really?
I'm surprised he didn't knock him out. Oh, you see that red two interview?
Man, let me see. I got to look this up.
You've been mentioning it a bunch. I
got angry just watching it. Like, I wanted to punch Bruce Willis, man.
I believe it.
Because the dude wasn't even like, you know, I was ribbing this guy, going, he's asking monkey ass questions, and this one, I mean. Bruce Willis is like, he's like, all right, never mind. He's like, no, hold on, player. No. And like, he's done, and Bruce Willis keeps fucking with him. No. Like, it's just, Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker, yeah.
Poor her, she just.
Let me see here.
It's going to be a long fucking day.
I was on such a for Christmas, and the two of you were cracking each other up quite a lot. Is it fair to say you share a silly sense of humor?
Yeah, and I think we see the movie in a similar way, so.
Yes. You don't have a nickname for each other?
Delicate vibe. Well, the characters had nicknames, didn't we? Like Love Muffin and...
Spanky.
Sparkles. Like, we did have a lot of those, like, endearments.
Now, according to my brilliant research, you were both born on an army base, I believe. Is this true?
I was.
I
failed.
You were.
Mm.
And that's another thing. When these interviewers come in, they're giving like really basic notes that everybody sees. Mm-hmm. And they're just trying to do, you know, they don't know, you know.
Yeah. You see how he's looking all crazy already? With that fucking fake ass robe on.
And that horrible spray tan.
Yeah. Shirt all wide open.
You were born in Germany?
Correct.
Okay. But not on a base. Okay.
Could have been in a base. It was in a basement. Is what it was. I actually saw the house I was born in. My father took me to see it. It was everything was still there.
Now, Mary Louise, you mentioned on set that you're a fan of Studio Ghibli. My Neighbor Totoro.
Oh, I love the Miyazaki movies.
Yes.
I love.
What the fuck kind of nerdy shit is that? Like, I ought to beat your ass right now, kid. We're talking about an action movie. You bringing up cartoons. What's that?
No, go ahead.
I've seen my neighbor. Well, we say it Totoro. I don't know how you say it, but I've seen that movie so many times. I love it. I love Ponyo. I love Spirited Away. I think it's incredible. They're very poetic, those movies.
Hold on, man. He looks like he's at a bar and some dude just stumbled over to his girlfriend and started talking shit, trying to get laid. He's looking like this, like, all right, I'm gonna let this motherfucker go just a little longer. Can you say something else? Ask another question about some shit I don't know about. Say one more word I can't pronounce. That's your ass.
He really is, man. You hit it. He really is looking like you talking to my girl.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible. They're very poetic, those movies. They're so elegant.
What about Smiller's Sense of Snow?
I love that movie.
Bruce, are you watching a lot of animations at the moment with your youngster?
No, I don't watch that much of anything. I go to the movies once in a while. And I watch sports, mostly.
Do you have Netflix?
I do. I watch a lot of documentaries.
Okay.
You do watch a lot of documentaries.
I do.
I love documentaries as well.
Okay, I will say this, and I'm backtracking on everything I just said. These are some stupid fucking questions.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I try to be nice.
See?
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, man. I gotta take Bruce Willis aside with this.
This is a horror show all around.
I can't even.
And poor Mary Louise Parker, she's trying.
Okay, it gets worse
though later on where he just starts acting like a complete asshole.
Okay, I do think that it's still, you know, that these, sometimes you're going to get these reports, these interviews. You got to work with him, man. You got to help him out. But this is horrible.
It's painful.
This is painful.
He barely showed up to work. Man, he didn't take his robe off.
He didn't button his shirt.
I like them more than movies, actually.
Any particular documentary?
I love the documentary about Bill Cunningham. Jesus. I thought that was beautiful.
What does it have to do with a goddamn
documentary about Bill Withers?
I can't really. I'm trying to be on your side, Ben. But I understand Bruce Willis right now.
You know what? I didn't pay much attention to these questions because I think you're right.
I'm trying to be nice, but I really do understand his position. I'm like Jesus, man. Because I think even I would be ruder than he was. I'm like, goddamn, you ain't asking a fucking thing right now, are you? Like, come on, man. Let me help you out. So let me write some questions for you.
I would have just been drinking. Here's a water bottle.
I don't even know if I can get on with this, man. This is hurting me.
You know that show you were in, Weeds? It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Chris Farley? That was awesome. You guys like John Lennon?
And that guy, like, you can tell he's nervous. Like,
you'll be like this. You have Netflix, Bruce? Motherfucker, I'm a jillionaire. Of course I have Netflix.
I got Netflix, and Hulu, Amazon, everything else. Shit, if it exists, Hulu? I got it.
I got six houses.
Because really, what kind of question is that?
Really,
Mary, do you watch anime?
he was like, "What the fuck?
Is this a first date or something?"
Like speed dating. Like, yeah. Do you like baseball?
Man,
so I hear you're circumcised.
This is hard. I don't even know if I want to watch the rest of this.
No, man, don't watch the rest of this. I've already been proven wrong.
No, okay. This is making me cringe, man. I hate shit like this.
But you secretly love it, though.
I do.
You go home and watch this, too, is he?
Still Bill. I think it's really great.
Have you got a favorite, Bruce?
Tons. I like the Eagles documentary.
I really want to see that.
I just watched one called, I think it's Yoji. The guy that has a little tiny sushi restaurant in the tube in Japan.
In Sushi Land.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I don't think that. We should talk about Red at all. I think we should.
Oh! Is that correct?
Dude, I can't, man, I gotta be on his side.
I'm really
But in all fairness though, maybe he already saw Red 2. He was like, I ain't got no questions for you. This movie fucking sucks. I'd rather talk about Netflix
now,
and
that
Sushi
would be
Man.
Hilarious. He's like, I can't get through this if I gotta talk about that movie.
You know, it would be funny if the reporter's response was the journalist guy, he'd be like, yeah, I don't think we should either. You don't want me talking about that movie. I just saw the motherfucker.
But he hit it, man. I was like, is anybody gonna mention the fact that he ain't talked about this fucking movie yet? I applaud Bruce Willis. He's like, man, because he just snippet that thinking the whole time, like, man, I know people going to talk shit about me if I say something, but God damn it. Are we going to, do you have anything to ask about this movie? Jesus. We done talked about sushi, documentaries, anime,
Netflix.
Netflix.
Everything but this goddamn
movie. Meanwhile, we got the fucking title of the movie right behind us.
I know.
And you can't talk about this shit at all.
Oh, it's time up.
It really is, Mark. Look how much time he got.
Didn't he burn the clock out?
Yeah.
I think we should talk about sushi right now.
Apart from each other, who makes you laugh the most from the rest of the cast?
John.
John Malkovich is out of his flipping mind.
Malkovich. He slays me.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
And he's also very sweet, John. Very elegant. Very good person.
Yes. Anthony Hopkins mentioned that he's a big fan of Die Hard. That film's now 25 years old. I was just curious what your most vivid memory of filming that.
I barely have any memory of it. I just...
I'm looking to see how long this is.
I'm trying not to look back as much as I try to look forward.
He doesn't remember the press conference this morning.
What? We had a press conference?
See? No, he's...
I dreamed I was on a boat.
Was the press conference on a boat?
It was. It was on a barge for some...
My dream came true.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, man.
That guy's the worst.
He's awful. He really is.
Why is it always the English, the British journalists are always fucking up? Like that one guy that was trolling Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
He was trolling.
He was.
That guy was straight.
No, he was terrible. That guy was awful. Yeah, man.
This guy's just horrible.
Oh, shit. No, don't.
I'll take everything I said back. Fuck it. Bruce Willis is just showing a lot of resolve here.
Yeah, as it goes on, you're like,
I would have got up and left.
And then even when he just gave him two big ass hints. Uh-huh. We ain't even talking about Red. And then he goes, I try not to look backward. I try to look forward. Right. He may as well point it to the poster behind the side.
Billy, the chat talking about monkey ass questions. That interview was horrible, man.
That's horrible. That is terrible.
Oh shit, that was painful. On. That's 5 minutes. You're right. That felt like forever, man.
And the energy in the room was so.
He sucked it out.
He did. He did.
That motherfucker
and
just.
Poor Mary Louise Parker, though, man. She
was like, trying.
Yeah. She's trying to accommodate, but
shit.
You can see when even when she. You can see when she was like. All right, motherfucker, I've been giving you all kinds of chances all day long for this last hour. I've been keeping this pit bull next to me off your ass. I'm going to take the leash off this motherfucker. Let him go. Go ahead, Bruce. Get him. Because you see where she goes. All right, that's it, goddamn.
That's it.
I helped you out enough. I talked about these goddamn cartoons.
And everything. Well, let's see here.
And our eyes lit up every time he kind of mentioned something about the movie.
Yeah.
Well, John Malkovich was in it, so we might be on the path to right back to. Jesus nope. Christ. Here he goes again. Boy, Die Hard. That movie came out 25 horrible. Years ago. Yeah. No fucking shit.
So was the press conference on a boat? Why? Why does it matter?
In his face while he's done. I ain't talking about the guy's look, but just the face he had. Just looked like he was just straining through that thing.
You like Netflix?
It looked like a first date, like you said, that's gone horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. Like a blind date.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory about a movie you did 25 years ago? Yeah. Well, I got a great memory of a movie I did 6 months ago. Can we talk about that? Because that one's pretty fresh.
Got a movie coming out this weekend.
Yeah. Want to talk about that?
Let me see here. It's from Scott Johnson. You know Scott Johnson?
Oh, yeah, I know Scott Johnson.
Scott Johnson, let me see here. Scott Johnson has a email here, and he says, "Dear Corey, last I saw, this tweet blew up on Twitter talking about a particularly jarring scene from Bohemian Rhapsody. It's another one of Bohemian Rhapsody's multiple flaws, but it made me realize how most casual filmgoers have become more critical about editing and pacing in films." He has a link right there. We'll look at it. Two really good, strong examples in recent memory include Suicide Squad and the movie Vice. Vice, I'm particularly shocked by because it felt like a bad YouTube video essay and was somehow nominated for Best Editing. Bohemian Rhapsody was nominated as well. I didn't even know that. He says, in your years of doing movie criticism, do you feel like audiences have become more aware of editing as an art form? Are studios getting lazier at it? Have attitudes changed due to new media consumption? What are your favorite examples of editing in movies? God damn, he's going longer than Bruce Willis interview. should editing be more stylish or seamless? I thought this could work as a fun discussion for the show. You know something? I've always I've taken notice of editing in movies sometimes, and if I'm taking notice of it, it better be for something stylistically. Otherwise, I better not notice it at all.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's good when you don't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because my coworker, a buddy, he saw A Star Is Born. He liked it, but he said, he was like, no, I get why Bradley Cooper wasn't nominated for Best Directing, because he made a huge mistake in there. And I was like, what? And there's a scene where he's talking to Lady Gaga and she's in the bathtub. And he was like, what he did there was reprehensible. And I was like, what? And he's like, he's talking to her and she's this way. But then it cuts again and he's looking from this side. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he went back. He found a clip. He showed it to me. Like, look, see? Over this shoulder. Now over this shoulder. Right there. It was like the Zapruder film. He was back and forth.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, man, you're right. But it doesn't really matter.
If I didn't notice. Yeah, come on, man. That's a time you could be picking on something. I mean, if a movie. Okay.
But it really bothered him to no end. Because he loved the movie except for that.
Okay. Well, that's his problem. I tell you, man, you know, we are trained to see things move at a faster pace.
Yeah,
because of
we are.
Quick consumption of the internet. But I will say also that it depends on your tone, man. If a movie's moving slower, you might want to watch your cuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be careful how you have to be very careful how you make your cuts. But then I've seen some movies where if you watch Tarantino movies, I've noticed the editing in his films, because only for the reason that I think, and I've noticed a lot of things with Tarantino movies that a lot of people don't notice. I've noticed one, editing, and two, second unit direction. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he does all the second unit himself, which, you know, that's why you have a second unit director on the set anyway.
Yeah.
But he always does things I notice, like to make a nice transition. He'll show somebody grabbing a doorknob. He'll show like just objects, just small objects that seem meaningless, actually add to the flow of a scene.
Sure, and it doesn't seem so abrupt that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, you see somebody grab the doorknob and the door opens up, then you see who you're supposed to see outside or inside or whatever.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Plus, he does a lot of wide shots and rolling shots.
Yeah, yeah, man. I mean, thinking about second unit, Pulp Fiction. There's scenes where, like, when John Travolta's buzzing himself in, they show him buzzing. They actually buzzing the buzzer. You see a finger close up on that. used a great effect on something like, and it's a great edited scene, the Pop-Tart scene. Everything's snappy, moves very quickly, adding to this ratcheting sense of action that we're about to approach. You know, it's moving faster and faster, moving up to something that it still catches you off guard.
Well, it feels fast.
Yeah.
It's real slow, but it feels fast because of all the tension building.
What he does is he goes in, pulls the Pop-Tarts out. You can see him tearing the Pop-Tarts out, putting it in the toaster. You see it in the toaster. And then there's a scene where he's just, you know, he hears a noise and it doesn't cut at all. He's waiting for he's waiting for somebody to come out the bathroom, John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Picks up his gun and just waits. And there's no cuts or anything. Finally cut to John Travolta. Cuts back, and now this is where the editing is ratcheting back up. Cut back and forth between John Travolta. You staring know something's about to happen, staring at each other. All of a sudden, cut to those Pop-Tarts, and you're like, fuck. And he shoots John Travolta.
Yeah.
That's an example where I noticed the editing, and I was like, Jesus, man, because, you know, it was used to heighten the effect.
Mm-hmm.
And also it cut to things that normally don't seem to have any real significance, had great significance there.
Editing saved that scene for me, because there was one glaring problem I had with that scene.
What was it?
After the motherfucker started eating Pop-Tarts, no one after him.
Oh.
Just get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Because he starts eating the Pop-Tarts before he sees the gun.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's
just because you didn't see nobody there at that moment?
I think that's the funny part. Like,
it
you
is.
Know, like, he's supposed to be gone. You're like, you know, this dumbass still. That's why he gets in trouble, because he does things. I'll tell you what the part that I don't get is, like, he does a lot of things that people should hear. When Jules and what's his name? And Vincent walk in and they fire that gun. You know, I mean, they're firing a lot of guns in there. Nobody hears it. No one's saying anything next door. When he's in the apartment and Vincent's in the bathroom, he's making a lot of noise, man. You know, the bathroom is right there. You don't hear him tearing shit open.
That's how you gonna get him, bud.
Hey, man, he was really into that Modesty Blaze.
Yeah. Taking that shit, yeah.
That same book he stole from the restaurant, yeah. But then he's slamming the cabinets closed when he's making the Pop-Tarts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at this scene right here that he's talking about, Bohemian Rhapsody. Let me see here.
And left the gun out in the kitchen while he's in the
to
bathroom.
Make an impression, darling.
You look like an angry lizard.
It's your best work. Very subtle. It'll fly away.
I guess he's talking about all the cuts that's going on.
Can I borrow it for Sunday church?
That's a lot.
Is that how it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did too.
This got nominated for
so
Best Editing?
Queen. And you must be Freddie.
Jesus, Mac. Man. You don't need to make that scenario. And poor Brian May, he just you better catch whiplash in there.
Who's the actor playing the Irish guy playing his their manager or whatever? He's always playing some.
He's in Game of Thrones.
He's on The Wire, too.
Aiden Gillen.
He was on The Wire, too. Mm-hmm. Playing an American guy. Anyway, he's always playing some Weasley dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
No, he's actually not a weasel in this.
No, okay.
You think he is just because it's him.
You're and like one.
Oh wait, he's actually not. He's okay.
Yeah, man. You know that. Somebody got paid. They campaigned the fuck out of this to the academy because this does not deserve it. Don't. I stand strong on this. I'm not going to argue anybody else's opinion, but I strongly believe that this does not deserve Best Picture. Sure as fuck don't deserve Best Editing.
I wouldn't even give it Best Actor.
I like Rami Malek in it, but the movie is just kind of. But even I can see how you feel. Like yeah. It's like okay, your performance in a movie where you ain't got to really. I ain't gonna say. Let me fuck it, me.
Best Actor is when someone brings dimension and. To a character, and this is
I see what you're saying. Yeah, a
caricature.
Wow, I'll see how many cuts with them teeth.
You've got a gift.
I'd nominate
you all have. So tell me, what makes Queen any different from all of the other wannabe rock stars?
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Meet?
I'll tell you what it is. We're four misfits who don't belong together, playing to the other misfits, the outcasts, right at the back of the room, who are pretty sure they don't belong either. We belong.
A lot of fucking reaction shots in there.
Maybe it's nominated for most editing.
Most cuts.
Well, they win.
Damn. Yeah. That was distracting.
Oh, I'm scrolling down. I'm laughing. This is on a Twitter page. Look at this.
Where?
Throw up.
Where?
This is Steve Brule from that's John C. Reilly. It's Dr. Steve Brule from Tim and Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I told Martin this. I got a love and hate relationship with Tim and Eric because they'll do some stuff that I just hate. And then I'll see some stuff and I've never laughed hard in my life, man.
It's like the movie. You like that?
Honestly, I ain't never seen the movie and ain't going to watch it.
I know you
It's funny.
Like
they
it.
Sent me two copies of it.
You going to watch this shit. You don't want no more. You
better
watch
you
it.
Hated that movie.
Of course.
I said, of course.
I hated the show.
You got mad at me. This is a fucking game. Yeah, of course I hated it.
Don't you ever ask me that shit again.
I'll break them glasses. Sorry, man.
This is from Jordan Jolivet. Hey, guys. The other day I took a – let me see here. All right. This up, make sure I'm reading this right. The other day at the theater I work at, a woman walked out of a theater halfway into glass and said really loudly to her friend, "I don't care what anyone says, that movie's awful." It was hilarious. Given that you, given what you do for a living and your previously mentioned love for bad movies, what does a movie have to do to convince you to walk out? Today, nothing. If I'm reviewing something, I stay. I do not walk out of a movie unless it's just completely offensive, which I haven't had that yet, but. You know, I don't. It ruins credibility if you walk out of a film. I don't want to be that guy that's known for that. So, I mean, I don't know. But Martin might feel a different way.
I feel differently, but Corey didn't let me walk out, so it's a
doing you
point.
A favor, man.
It's been a while for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it. Now that we're getting paid, like when we did it on Access, it was like, all right, you know, we're not getting paid. It makes a funny story, but if we're doing this, it's not responsible to get paid and walk out of a film. So I don't do it anymore. Believe me.
Shit went down at the screening today.
What screening? Lego movie. What happened?
It was like they had already filled up, and this woman who looked like a trailer trash Cruella De Vil.
I can't even pick that. Trying.
The funny thing is, I can.
Yeah, she was all in the rep's face about how what do you mean I can't go in? I want a contest. And he's like,
oh, shit.
And she's like, yeah, but it's already filled. How can it be filled? And she's holding up her piece of paper. I won the contest. I won a passes to this movie. And I was right there walking out at the time. And I was like, well, ma'am, I know if you read the fine print there, it's first come, first
serve. Shut the fuck up.
I was expecting her to do that. But I can't read. I was very calm about it. I said, it's first come, first serve. Even if you win, you have to get here early because other people get here before you. And if it fills up, mm-hmm. you can't get in. It's one of the stipulations. And then she turned from me and she looked back at the rep. She said, well, I don't like your face. And I was like, well, I can't help that. I walked off to the bathroom after that.
She said to the rep?
Yeah, she said that to the rep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's amazing, man. That's the best story I've heard this week. I wish I had been there.
I wish other people had been there. Charlotte was there. She could tell
I
you.
Wish you had laughed in the rep's face.
I don't like your face. How about that for your fine fucking print?
Yeah, I wish you was up there. He's talking about your face.
I know you got a ball with that shit.
What did he look like when she said that?
I don't know. He had on glasses and it was reflection. So I ain't really want to stick around and stare because it was pretty charged and embarrassing. I just walked on. I was like, well, I've done what I could do here.
You know, I can't help your face.
Yeah, I can't help that.
I guess she's got to go on home and make her Dalmatian coat. I want 101.
I came back by and I say, like, did they warn? Because he doesn't usually rep. He's standing in for somebody.
Hey, Martin.
Like,
did
they warn you about that?
Skull founder, is that her?
Let me see.
Because that's exactly what I was picturing.
But she was dressed up. I could tell she was dressed up for her. She had blonde hair, but she was
had the good.
But she got dressed up for her night out.
But she was drunk.
Could you smell the liquor on
her? And just sometimes you look at somebody's face, and you can tell like it's sustained alcohol damaged. It is.
Yeah.
And just the way she was talking, I was like,
man, I love that. I don't like.
I knew even saying something to her, I was taking a chance.
She shouldn't have had the last belt before she went out. She might have had the edge. Might have got in.
Yeah.
Might have got in that belt.
What's the chat talking about? Come on, man. I don't like your face. I'm like, come on.
She's like, done and done. Won that argument.
You know she's gonna be talking about that at work tomorrow. And I told him I didn't like his face. I bet he'll let me in next time.
Yeah. Tell Jasper and Horace to pick me out outside.
Fuck face.
I can't remember those names. Jasper and Horace.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Just love that cartoon.
Couple more than we are out. Oh. Renee Cruz. Renee Cruz, short one. That's the same. Dear Double Toasted Crew, left it. Sir, I won a contest. Dear Double Toasted Crew, with the Disney Fox deal close to being finished, a lot of people, myself included, have been wondering what they will do with the characters that are best suited for an R rating. Do you guys think they will experiment with an R-rated film? Also, how do you guys think that they should handle their R-rated characters like Deadpool, Wolverine, and others? I mean, I'm sure we talked about this, but Martin, I'll let you take it. Because I had a lot to say about that one time before. Martin, go ahead.
Deadpool, there's no reason to mess with the formula. Certainly don't do that shit they did for Christmas.
I'm just looking at the chat. Christmas, who put this up here?
It was just Deadpool 2.
Gene said, people like my face. Oh, let me see here. What did you say?
Oh yeah, yeah. Just don't do what they did with the Deadpool Christmas movie,
which is what?
Well, they just re-released Deadpool 2, but then just took out some
put
of the cussing
Savage
and the blood.
That's why they did it, because they were testing to see how people would see how it flowed as a PG-13. If they did something else, they would be directing something completely new.
Right. I'm saying don't do that. Leave Deadpool like it is, and. I keep reading that they're going to – the Black Widow movie is going to be rated R?
It's not. That's a rumor. Oh, okay. Man, Come on, y'all, don't fall for this. What Disney ain't taking no chance on making a Black Widow R-rated movie.
Okay. And, I mean, there's no need to.
You're right. There's no need to. But I just think that that's a rumor. I don't think that's really happening.
Okay.
I've heard it too.
I just figured they would test it out with the lesser known characters, mm-hmm. the ones that aren't on lunchboxes.
I really believe that. excuse me. I'm like you, man. I really believe that they should leave some characters. Look, I know it's Disney, and they don't want to take that chance. But I really do think that the fans have already been exposed to it, and it's worth trying to find some way. I don't know how. I know it's a tricky area to be in, but they should find some kind of way to do R-rated films for the characters that already have that. Mm-hmm. Wolverine doesn't have to be R-rated all the time, but, you know, they do these little spinoffs of their own. Deadpool should stay R-rated, I think. As far as the other characters, I think the Daredevil and Punisher and all those, funny, because I think the opposite. I think that they could actually bring those to their streaming service and make them a hard PG-13.
I feel like the Punisher has to be R.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it back. I agree. Ain't no way to even argue that. I'm just kind of like, nah, that motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah.
yeah, you're right. Well, I guess to keep him PG-13, they would have to just have him be a walk-on. He can't have his own show.
To keep him PG-13? Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't. He just have to, like, appear and talk about things that he's done. Mm-hmm. Billy, you got any thoughts on this?
Not really.
It's okay.
Well, I mean, I pretty much covered everything. And, you know, I'm not as big a comic book guy as y'all are. But Disney's going to be real cautious about this shit. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, they're not going to mess with Deadpool probably. But, I mean, Wolverine, they could go right back to doing that PG-13 stuff. Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, you're talking about Disney executive. You're not talking about someone who's going to be like, hey, here's what people want to see. It's, we got to protect this brand, this image. And that's mm-hmm. how, you know, that's studios, man. I mean, that's all I can really say.
I just want to let you know, Maven, you sent me something called the best insurance fake out fail ever. And fake out fail, because we were talking about this guy. Did you see that guy that threw that water and that ice down on the ground and tried to do an insurance scam?
No.
I'll show it to you in a little bit. I'll call up. But Maven, you sent me you sent me this thing, the best insurance fake out fail ever. And this is what I got, a gif of Michelle Obama. Well,
there's your fake out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that the new Rickroll?
Well, Maven usually is serious about this. I don't know. And if you are fucking with me, I don't get it. Okay, we're about to get out of here, but let me show you this video, man. This is funny.
Oh,
Billy, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Get ready for your laugh, man, because you're going to laugh hard at this. What is I'm telling you, gonna love it too, man. I mean, ain't nothing.
You dig it the most, baby. I know, baby. You dig it the most.
Oh, let me see here. New Jersey fake injury. Mm-mm. Let me see. Is that it? Is that it? No. I think this is. Okay, yeah, I think this is it. Okay, watch this shit. So this guy, he's at work. I think he's about to leave.
Oh, shit.
He gets himself some water and gets some ice in the cup. And then he's going to turn around. Look at this. He just throws it on the ground. And I guess he's checking around and waiting to see if anybody is nearby. Never saw that camera, though. Now watch this fake injury right here. Watch this slip and fall that he does. You ready?
Oh!
Can't even do a real fall.
He's like, oh, easy now. Don't want to break nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to hurt myself with this injury.
Easy does it.
Oh, God. The agony. They said he laid that somebody found him. He was dedicated.
He did all that just to get fired.
Yeah, he did. He was dedicated.
He picked the one little piece of ice that he would throw where he could get to.
Went around and felt it with his toe.
Like he was getting to a hot tub.
Huh, that's funny. You slipped and fell, but there's no streaks here on the floor.
He ain't waiting for the ice to melt.
Ice isn't melted.
Well, he stepped on one and slipped. You get it?
I feel like he almost put his hand on the chair as he went down.
So, yeah. So what he was doing was, of course he wasn't going to fall because he didn't know that the camera was there. He was getting down for somebody to find him on the ground. But didn't know the camera was just looking at his ass the whole time. You stupid motherfucker.
He's looking like he's dead.
Yeah, Oz, there should have been a chalk outline around.
Yeah, laying it to somebody. I thought he was just laying there.
Yeah.
Somebody come get me.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm about to get paid.
Oh, no. You know that ice is fake, right? That's how it's plastic. It's still stick.
Oh, this guy. All right, everybody. Oh, that's it. God. We're out of here. Yeah. I look at the chat. They talking about, wow.
Really? My neck and my back. $150,000.
Do you remember, every time I think of fake insurance scams, you mean the Brady Bunch, man?
I knew you were going to bring that up. Yeah.
Which one was it?
There's one where a guy pretended like Mike had hit him, and then he came to court wearing a neck brace.
Oh.
It's the most famous, the iconic scene of that, where the guy act like, oh, I'm so hurt I can't move. And then he just dropped his briefcase on the ground and made a loud sound. The guy turned his neck. Yeah. Like,
That was a Brady Bunch scene.
Yeah, the dad. And he was looking too. He's like, this motherfucker. Was it a briefcase?
Yeah.
He dropped that shit. And that dude was up there, Your Honor, I'm in so much pain. Yeah. That book dropped like, bam! He's like, yeah.
Start doing that.
Yeah, man. All right, everybody, we're out of here.
Oh,
thank
God.
You so much. You know what I forgot to tell you guys? I forgot to tell you to go check out DoubleToasted.com. Go to the upcoming events page so we can get you on that cruise. August 15th to the 19th, 4 days on board the Forever Cruise, Forever Fun Carnival Cruise. Departure from Galveston to Cozumel, Mexico. Packages start at $558. Upgrade to a balcony cabin, $746. All food, entertainment, accommodation, taxes, and fees are included. Price also includes the Double Toasted Live Show. Cruise includes activities for the kids and the teens, so bring the whole family. Payments refundable until June 14th, 2019. Contact Dina Campbell Harris, 904-716-2321. Her email address is DinaHarrisTravel@BellSouth.net.
Oh, there it is. Y'all can find anything.
I tell you, man, Gene put that up there, the chat, but he almost broke his neck doing that. Let me spell her email address out for you. DinaHarrisTravel@BellSouth.net. That's DinaHarrisTravel@BellSouth.net. And that is that, people. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we will see you tomorrow for the movie review extravaganza. Oh, I want to thank everybody for coming in here. Thank you, guys. Marcus, good to see you. John knocked out.
He's been asleep this whole show.
He sure has.
Is he kicked out or something?
No.
Because he came here just to go to bed, it looked like. Oh, and I was going. I thought you knew about 21 Savage. I got to bring this boy on a little bit more sometime. Robert. Robert, come here, man. What's in the box for this week? Sit on the mic.
Out tomorrow.
You're gonna figure that out tomorrow. Yeah. Are we doing a call tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Are we doing a call tomorrow?
Yeah.
There he is, right there. Face boy.
So I got a story, real quick.
What's your story, Morning Glory?
So where I worked at today, some random person's like, "You're that guy from Double Toasted," and I'm looking at my employees here like, when you guys set this shit up? And they're like, nah. And I'm like, oh, okay. I got my first celebrity moment. So
nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice, man. There he goes. Thank you. Thank you, man. Hey, you achieved. You have achieved. Yeah.
And then he proceeded to ask, do push-ups afterwards.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad my $10 went well. Nah, man. Well, congratulations on that. There you go. You got your moment. There it is. And here's to many more to come. All right. Well, he's been coming in on Tuesdays. He's so quiet, I forget he's here sometimes. But I told him I'd have him step up every now and then, so chime in on
music,
things.
Man.
You working on some music?
Yeah.
Talk to the mic. Act like you ain't never been here. What kind of music are you working on?
No. Just constantly updating my folder, just for like weddings and clubs and all that. Just getting back into the whole routine of like, oh, top 40 is one thing. But then hip hop, even when you were playing that 21 Savage, I'm like, I just gave up on the genre. You know, I'm just like, that's old. Where I am with it, man. That too, probably. Like, I never realized even when I first started DJing, people were like, oh, man, you don't have this music because it's not current and updated. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, man. Well, you know, you've always been a more of an electronic guy anyway, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and well, I'm glad you're getting noticed more. We're having meetings every week and trying to get the show out there a little bit more. I'm probably going to come in. I'm busy on Saturdays now. I mean, I wanted to come in and sit in with you guys.
You got a packed schedule now on Saturdays, which is going well.
No, it is going very well, mm-hmm. man. Wife has had on me. I had a goal. We're trying to get a goal of 200 views on regularly by the time December comes around, and now we're starting to hit 100. So not
yeah,
bad.
You are accelerating very fast.
Yeah, we're trying. Chris Herman has been a big help. You should come in sometime and sit down with. Oh, sorry.
Sit in with us
if you want to. It's been fun having people come through. Corey Goodwin, Patrick Gers came through one day. You had a good time. I'm going to be playing Far Cry this week. Far Cry?
No, but I'm all over Mortal Kombat in April. So
you need to come by for that because I don't. You can teach me how to play. I'm not a fighting person.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. So please come by for that. All right, everybody. Big celebrity right here. Yeah, Robert, a.k.a. DJ Miles. Let me see here. Denise, baby, good to see you. Good to see you. Marcus, great having you here, man. And John, like, where am I?
Where am I?
Huh?
You boy, what day is it?
He just wakes up and starts tearing up students.
Oh, man, Chicago John's leaving us.
We talked about that yesterday. We're sad about it. I was going to have him come up, but I didn't want to wake him up. So we're going to take him out on Friday, though. I'm gonna take him out on Friday for kind of a small going away bar crawl. So, yeah, we'll get him. Might not end up leaving. Get his ass drunk. He's
downtown or
the
domain.
The domain where it's manageable. But I don't know. Downtown sounds kind of fun too. I will
let me know.
You want to? Yeah. Friday.
Friday, you got a show
after the show.
Oh.
Because I'll be going home, home. Gotcha. And I live right next
door. Okay, gotcha. I'm gonna hold you to that then. We would love to have you.
As long as I'm out, as long as I'm not doing the show, I'm cool.
Okay, all right. Well then,
That's right next to my place. Huh?
That's right. That is right. We neighbors now.
Yeah, we show bees. We show bees.
Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Hell no.
Yeah, fuck out my face. I'm gonna I know you.
Yeah, I'm gonna start stealing your Amazon packages.
You want some pipe pads? You got it.
Man, those videos where some people have put fishing line on their Amazon on empty boxes, and just the phone people running up, taking them, trying to run off. I had a night where I just watched one after the next, 2 hours straight of just watching those and laughing.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Lot, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that. I got to go watch that. I was watching that. We're about to get out of here, but I love that. So do they get yanked back?
Yeah. And it's always that they get yanked back and it flies out of their hand. And they don't look back. They just take off.
Yeah. Well, I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Has anybody fallen before?
Sometimes they fall.
Yeah, that's funny.
Those are the best.
Yeah, yeah. I could watch those all day, too. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. That is it. Thank you, Robert. You made it. Felix, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. John, thank you. We'll talk to you later on. Billy. Appreciate it, man. What's up? Damn. What you say?
Because I was about to say something about Fuse. Why are you looking in that mirror like that? That window right there.
Like. No pacing, boy. You about to break that shit down.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing over there?
You got to come out of there sometime, Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
We might lose Felix at some point. I'm sad.
Yeah, he's going to be on the road.
He's on the road. I don't know if he's going to be in Austin for too much long. He said he might be leaving us, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll talk to him at some point. When we're getting out of here, we'd love to talk to you.
Now we're losing the whole crew.
I know.
When are you leaving, Denise?
Never. It's not that easy to get rid of. I'll thank you, Denise.
Sexy Peter Lloyd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not that easy to be nice and greasy.
Okay. And Martin Thomas as the cat daddy. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
And we'll see you guys later on tomorrow. Remember, we're doing trivia tomorrow, so let me know if anybody wants to participate. So we only got one movie. We'll save the rest of the movies for Sunday. So we got Sunday already planned.
Good.
Sunday's already up and going. All right. Thank you, everybody. And remember, when we're not streaming, we're always thinking about you. So anytime your pretty heart desires, you pop open a keyboard and type into us, K-Cool Mans. KCOOLMANZ@gmail.com. That's KCOOLMANZ@gmail.com. You can email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Want to be part of the show? Well, too late, we're done. But as you know, we got more shows coming up. So in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, press in, and bam, up in your home. Holler at you on the house calls on Instagram. Type in double_toasted. On Facebook, type in double toasted. Want some proper time with me? Type in Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm too busy out there hollering at people, Mr. Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. But if you want to find me on Facebook, just look for Martin Thomas. And if you're on Facebook, then please join the group, The Children of the Toast. You might also find my good friend, Mr. DJ Miles.
Ooh, what's in the box every Saturday at 3 p.m.? Check it.
Check it. And check him here in the world-famous Double Toast Studios. Now, two stinky-ass couches. All you got to do is email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let's know if you're visiting Austin, you decide to stay in Austin. You know, you moved here, and we're cool with that. But we're not cool if you do not come see the show. So please, email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. Get some details, get back some details. That way we can accommodate you. All right, everybody, that is it. Thank you so much for watching or listening, whatever you're doing. Hate to go, but we have to say good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to or watching this, goodbye, and stay toasty.
Did your bass break?
Yeah, I broke the string.